Jeff Dynamite.
Yep.
I know what you're doing.
You don't know what I'm doing. I'm doing this.
We've shared a lot in the 24 years we've been meeting here.
Did you hear this last night?
I did.
Did you hear Dan Rather last night?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. I know you did, Buzz.
I did.
You actually stayed to watch the end of this last night. They gave him a...
I watched his little retrospective.
They gave him kind of a contrived little stand-up bit of applause at the end.
Well, they brought the whole newsroom in surrounding him.
Everyone got to see it because it's the number one newscast, isn't it? It's CBS.
Just last night.
What's that all about?
Love this.
Oh, forget about that.
Okay. Now, see, that's anyway. Where I said I knew you were doing.
No, here you go. Dan Rather, seriously, last night on CBS.
We've shared a lot in the 24 years we've been meeting here each evening. And before I say goodnight this night, I need to say thank you. Thank you to
Bill O'Reilly,
with whom it's been my honor to work over these years. And a deeply felt thanks to
O'Reilly.
It has been a privilege, and one never taken lightly. Not long after I first came to the anchor chair, I briefly signed off using the word
Bill O'Reilly.
I want to return to it now in a different way.
Bill O'Reilly.
And to
Bill O'Reilly.
For the CBS Evening News.
Bill O'Reilly.
Dan Rather reporting.
Bill O'Reilly.
Good night.
That's
one annoying voice, isn't it?
He's everywhere.
You know, since the dawn of mankind.
Oh, you're talking about O'Reilly. I thought you were talking about Dan Rather.
No, he's nowhere now.
No, anyway. Dan Rather's voice doesn't bother me, but that other one you were throwing in there.
Yeah.
What he had to
Bill
say.
O'Reilly.
Scary.
Bill O'Reilly.
Frightens children.
Don and Mike show.
Phone call.
Hello.
Don and Mike show.
Yeah, hi. I was wondering to see if you guys wanted to use one of my band's songs for one of your For On The Air.
Yes, we do.
Yes, absolutely.
Get it to us as soon as you can.
Here's what we want from you. We want a promise from you that you will fly jets, that you will have sex with girls in jets, that you'll be just decadent, and you will live a crazy lifestyle.
Well, I can make that promise, no problem.
Based on the prospects that we hear, I can promise you a future like that. Please.
Well, I think if you guys listen to it, you'd really enjoy it. We have some good songs that could get on your show.
Please submit it to us on LP only.
You mean he can't play it on the phone?
No, please submit it to us.
We require vinyl.
On LP.
Do you have the capability to play it over the phone?
33 and a third revolution,
actually,
please.
Actually, it's on our website. You guys could access
it. No, we don't know.
Listen to me now.
I'm telling you, untold riches, planes, hookers, drugs, parties, your big fur coats.
All yours.
But we've got to get the music submitted to us.
You sound like the older grasshopper. Untold riches. Untold
you
riches.
You want to press on wax?
But we need
what?
33 and a third LP.
Vinyl.
Long play.
Vinyl.
Okay?
No problem.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. You want me to run out to the mailbox?
Goodbye.
Bye,
hello, Don and Mike.
Radio gods.
Hello.
Now that Groaners are gone, are we going to hear Milburn Drysdale anymore?
Who says the Groaners are gone?
Oh, that's true.
I do. That's what I pray.
Well, we got to have a little bit more Milburn Drysdale.
That's what I pray.
No, I'm sure he'll.
No, I put
thanks,
him,
guys. You guys rock.
Thank you.
Put him far away.
Hey, listen, anybody out there listening? Oh, hold on a second. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don.
Yes, and Mike. Hi.
Mike. Hey, Don, I'd like to thank you and Frida. Because now since you mentioned over the airways how Frida said that Constantine might end up staying because I guess he got the elixir or whatever. Somehow I think that translated into the listeners.
Right.
And now he's staying.
That's right. It's my wife's fault.
Oh, because
that Constantine is staying. Yeah, well, you know what? 2 for 4 on the American Idol picks. You know, I was surprised Ozzy Smith's kid got the boot. I really am.
Mm.
The guy, you know, the...
What's his name?
Buzz, you don't see. I'm looking at Buzz.
But
Buzz,
don't I do a good job of pretending to look
Buzz
interested?
Buzz doesn't know. His name something Smith. Something Smith.
Bill.
No, it was a more exotic name than that.
Bill Smith.
Constantine.
Hello.
Hold on. Here you go. I bet Beth Ann does. Hello.
Miko, right? Is that what you're talking
Miko.
About?
Miko. And I thought that for a while, I kept expecting the guy who had the Star Wars song. Miko. Okay, thanks, B.A.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Phone call.
Yeah, did you guys hear Dan Rather mention anything about Kodak last night?
Hear Dan Rather mention who?
Kodak. They came out with this new X-ray. It produces 50% radiation.
Hold on. Hold on, is this a joke or is this guy making...
No,
this is a true news story, actually.
So, what Dan Rather mentioned a product last night?
Kodak has invented a new kind of X-ray that doesn't expose you to so much radiation.
So what?
Well, what does that have to do with anything?
So what?
Well, Kodak is in Rochester. Come up and celebrate.
We should go up and see that.
Kodak.
In Rochester.
Get out of here.
In Rochester, don't they pronounce it Kodak? And Rochester.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Kodak. You know, whenever I open my mouth at the beginning of this show, that goddamn song comes on.
Okay.
I never know what it means.
It means something good's about to happen. I mean, we can
always
do the
has.
Whole let's get retarded thing. If you want, I can bag this.
What would I have to do to get you to bag it?
Nothing. I'll turn it off. It's out of the machine.
There you go.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I didn't say my hey now.
Huh? We got to move the show on.
Hello.
Everybody.
You don't like that.
What was that? What?
You don't like that.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate the whole show. Oh.
See,
if we're going on that premise,
I'm
yes.
playing the music because there's something to come.
Oh, no, there's not.
Yes, there's something to come.
Hmm.
But now we've already started the show, so now that part of the show is going to have to be after this part of the show.
Jesus Christ.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I hate it when you flex your muscles.
Flexing my muscles.
But I'm pressing all the buttons.
You get asked.
A true story. He was a neo-Nazi.
Over here, defenseless.
A true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of hate. And his soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
How have you been in your hair?
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, man.
I don't need no cure. Sweet cake hangover. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Scout and all the ships at sea. They have but 1 hour.
1 hour?
To get to the courthouse.
Yeah.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara. Run!
Right. Right.
Hello!
Yeah. Right. Hello, everybody.
Hello!
You think I'm talking about all the hellos today?
Oh, hi there.
Hi, John Kerry.
Hello.
Hi there, Mike. Hi there, Tony. Hi, Don and Mike. And of course,
a lot of fun.
It is Don and Mike Show right here. New episode on this Thursday.
Thursday.
03-10-05.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here. No, he's not retarded.
And retarded. It's Don and Mike Show right here. New episode. And it's March 10th, 2005. Call us from anywhere in America at 877-365-3636. From Canada, from Mexico, 800-636-1067. And D.C. 202-432-1067.
Yeah.
What? If you're listening to us, hey, I'm moving on with the show.
So am I.
If you're listening to us in Las Vegas, pleased to be going to the Aladdin Hotel sometime today.
Oh.
Inside the Desert Passage Mall, there's another one of these idiots that's climbing into a box. Like that David Blaine guy.
The guy that did it and did several other idiotic things.
Anyway, he's inside a box. Inside Desert Passage Mall at the Aladdin with seven showgirls.
Oh, really?
In a box.
Wow.
And he's already in the box.
How long is he going to stay there?
Like a week. And we'll have him on the phone today.
Oh, the smell.
In the last, like, hour of the show.
Just on, you know, showgirls or not, based on the fact that it's eight people in a box.
Yeah. So if you're...
Somebody's going to have to, you get used to it.
If you're listening to us on whatever they call this spike radio in Las Vegas, and you've got, you know, the rest of the afternoon free, go down there, give us a call, and let us know what this guy looks like before we actually, you know, talk to him on the radio.
Very good.
And the showgirls.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
What they look like.
I think we know what they look like. And I guess I mean the configuration of the box
too.
And the guy and everything else.
The positioning. You think they got the big headdresses on? That'd be cool. You know what I mean?
They're dressed
like showgirls.
And then there's the great Michael Jackson thing, which was happening before the show today. But first, Mike.
There it is again.
And now, come on. You hate the groaners.
or do I?
Well, you've indicated for months. We've done that killer 30-second-a-day feature for months, and you've hated it.
Or do I?
Then we spiced it up with the big voice guy.
And I like that, yeah. Or do I?
So today, I offer you a wild card, which I would have offered before, but it's okay to do the opening of the show and do this.
Makes no difference.
So now, really, no kidding.
You you did that because I thought you were being petulant.
Watch it. There will be no cupcake for you today.
I am sugar-free today, as you might be able to tell.
Michael, this is Colette from the front desk.
Oh.
Oh, Michael, my man.
Oh.
Captain Clippers.
Ooh.
Commodore Crew Cut. Senator Scalper. I love you, man.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet Mike. Because of you, Rob Spiewak, the big fat idiot, lost weight for the first time in 4 years. Sure, it was only about an ounce of hair. Because of you, we extracted our revenge against that useless thud. I still like Don, but I have no complaints with him. But Mike, I like you.
Yeah.
I really, really like you.
There you go.
I think maybe we should get together,
yeah,
have a drink,
yeah,
maybe a nice piece of cake, and discuss our plans to control the world.
Oh, man.
See,
it's
now I'm grinning.
It's Colette. She's the lady that works at the front desk.
Wow.
Oh, but wait, there's more.
And Rob, King Q-Ball. Look who's here. It's Mr. Clean. Ah, the tasty Yul Brynner looks. The world needs a white Vin Rains, a Caucasian Michael Clark Duncan. The look worked for Albert Finney and Annie. You could join Clint and Ron as the third Howard brother.
Yes.
Perhaps grow a mustache like Libby. You look like Emma Thompson in the Castle movie with Curly Kojak, J.C. Haywood. Nice haircut, Rob. You moronic pig. Of course, Bruce. Hey, Mike, buddy. Guess what?
What?
My good friend,
what?
A groaner for ye.
Oh, good.
What legendary newsman loves marijuana?
Which one?
The answer is Walter Paynow Harris out.
You Rob Spiewak, I hate you.
Love
I
that.
Hate your big fat boss head ass.
Is that Robert the Mailman?
No.
What's
that
going on?
What happened at the end?
Hold
who was
on.
That?
Now you're... Now...
I'm confused at the end.
I know
there.
You are.
Now.
Let me explain it to you. Please. So...
Hold on. I would give $1,000 for a picture of Mike's face just then.
Hold on a second.
Something came in. Demon boy.
No. Here was... Let me walk you through the process.
All
and
right.
then I have another tape to play for you.
Make sure I've got yes.
Okay.
You were perplexed.
So, you know, who says...
Got all jumbled at the end there.
Who says... I'm not using the old noodle. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So, I'm thinking, how do we make this fresh for my good buddy Mike?
Oh, yeah.
No, really.
That's what you think every day.
Really?
Though, for me.
So,
yes.
We had a script written, you know, calling Rob names, mm-hmm, and everything.
Right.
And they said, hey, hold on. How about Colette?
Right.
They'll never figure that out. Let's get the lady at the front desk to do it.
Sure. Uh-huh.
And they said, do you want it with the reverb? I said, yes. We come in, we listen to it. And when John does that,
uh-huh,
he slows his voice down.
Yeah, pitches it down with the machine.
Well, what you heard in the last 15 seconds was Colette's voice pitched down to the same speed that we use when John, for instance.
Yes.
Hey, give me one of the John tapes. When John says something, we pitch it down, and it sounds, thank you, like this.
Super Reverse Jeopardy Groaners.
Yeah, okay.
Hi, Michael.
Hi there.
So,
like a slow tape.
So, we're hearing this in the production room, and I'm saying, oh, this is great. This is genius. And then I hear the last part of it, and I said the exact same thing. I said, when Colette's voice is slowed down,
mm-hmm,
it sounds just like Robert the Mailman.
It does.
So then I said to the guys in the production room, because I'm just in there ordering. I don't know how they do the stuff with the machines or the computers. I said, give me a version that has Colette reading the entire thing, slowed down,
mm-hmm,
to this to this speed.
Super reverse right. Jeopardy groaners.
Which gives you
Hi, Michael.
Which gives you the slightly different sound to her voice.
Right, and it turns into Robert the Angry Mailman.
Well,
a little bit.
Yes, yes, in and out, as you'll hear now.
Okay, so now we're going to hear everything she recorded only pitched down.
Yes, right. at the exact same level
okay.
that we used for John. And this is without reverb, without echo.
Okay.
So you can hear it even clearer.
Oh, good.
Michael, this is Colette from the front desk. Oh, Michael, my man, Captain Clippers, Commodore Crew Cut, Senator Scalper, I love you, man. Oh, sweet Mike.
That is disturbing.
Yeah, a little.
So you're thinking now you've pitched it down and taken out the reverb.
Do you see
now.
What you've made me do?
I know.
I'm just trying to please you.
Wow.
I'm just trying to please you, Mike.
Phone call.
No.
What's that?
I just did that for the many people that are sending emails to our website.
Ah.
DonnaMikeWebsite.com saying that sound bothers them.
Are we being inundated?
Yeah, you know, pound sand. I said,
just the one that said the sound that's screwing up offices everywhere.
Well, I wrote a note back to the webmaster and wrote back as nicely, you know,
yes.
Screw off.
Uh-huh.
You know, you send
as
me,
nicely as you could.
What are you sending me this junk for?
Right.
For goodness sakes. We'll get it out of our system.
I'm just kidding. I'm trying to get that Colette out of my system right now.
Because of you, Rob Spiewak, the big fat idiot lost weight for the first time in 4 years. Sure, it was only about an ounce of hair. Because of you, we extracted our revenge against that useless thud.
You know, you're right. It's in and out, and then there are moments.
But you got to wait.
The hostile moments are when Colette sounds like Robert.
The word that I was going to use is passionate.
Yes.
When she gets passionate.
That's when she sounds a little more like
that's
Robert.
That's when she sounds Robert-ish. And where's the Robert tape? We don't have any Robert tapes, do we?
Well,
we just that phone.
Oh, we've got it. Just that.
Phone
yeah.
Message.
No, that's not good.
Well, but it is
an
example.
No, I know. It's a great day.
The first message is... Hey, Rob, Robert the Mailman.
Okay, here we go. Hold on.
This is the one that sounds the most like it.
Okay.
The answer is Walter. Hey now, Harris, out.
You Rob, Spiewak. I hate you. I hate your big fat boss head ass.
Yeah, Johnny.
When next time Robert comes in, I'm going to get him in and pitch him up and see how much he sounds like Colette.
Good idea.
That's a great
good,
idea.
Good.
I still like Don, Buzz. I have no complaints with him. But, Mike, I like you. I really, really like you.
Right back at you, Colette.
Now, we can play this tape and say this is a very feminine, dragging RuPaul.
Yes.
A woman. No offense, Colette. Mm-hmm. It's just the sound of your voice, my
right.
sweet.
Right. So it's pitched down.
Yeah. You're listening now to a gay
slightly
man.
Slightly pitched down.
A gay man speak about Mike O'Mara.
I think maybe we should get together, have a drink, maybe a nice piece of cake,
yeah.
and discuss our plans to control the world.
I think you should.
And Rob.
Yeah, Rob.
King Q-Ball. Look who's here. It's Mr. Clean. Ah, the tasty Yul Brynner look. The world needs a white Vin Rains, a Caucasian Michael Clark Duncan. The look worked for Albert Finney and Annie. You could join Clint and Ron as the third Howard brother. Perhaps grow a mustache like Liddy.
Yeah.
You look like Emma Thompson in the cancer movie Wick. Curly Kojak, J.C. Haywood. Nice haircut, Rob.
There you go.
You moronic pig. Of course, Bruce. Hey, Mike, buddy.
Yeah.
Guess what?
What?
My good friend,
uh-huh.
a groaner
yeah.
for years.
Okay.
What legendary newsman loves marijuana?
Which one?
The answer is Walter. Hey, now, Harris, out. You, Rob, Spiewak. I hate you. I hate your big fat bullshit. Head, ass.
There we are.
Wow.
Well, the answer is Walter Cronick. Right?
Yeah,
what is
yeah.
the I didn't understand the groaner.
You know, I had to have it explained to me by Rob because I said, wouldn't it be like Walter Crankite if you said like they're doing like coke or something?
Chronic. And, chronic kite.
Yeah.
Walter Chronic Kite. I didn't write it.
Mike.
Was it from the service?
It was.
Huh? Yes.
Solidarity.
Did you know that chronic meant weed?
No.
Yeah. I didn't.
Like a chronic habit?
No, I don't know.
The kids love it.
Does it Rob read me the groaner this morning.
Groaner makes absolutely no sense.
And I said, what?
Yeah.
I don't
did
get it.
Did she even deliver the line chronic, though?
No, what she did was she brought you right up to the punchline and then bailed.
And then stopped.
She'll leave you wanting
more. She did not. I didn't. We didn't tell you the punchline until right there you heard it.
It was like yesterday.
Confused.
Don't be.
I'm scared and confused.
No,
not
don't
that
be.
Important,
listen,
really.
No. Mike, you're kind of like me on this. When I heard the joke originally this morning,
right.
the joke, the groaner.
I mean, even a groaner has some symmetry to it.
I said to Rob, I don't get it. And he repeated it about five times. And I finally said, what is it? And he said, whatever that means weed.
Chronic.
When all of my friends and I are smoking weed.
Is chronic weed?
Regular users of the product refer to it as chronic. Chronic use.
Regular, so
it's not
a
only
slang,
like,
okay.
A common slang for weed is chronic. So the legendary newsman who uses marijuana would be Walter Cronkite.
Ah, okay. Thank you for the explanation.
Buzz is really laughing inside.
The kids got it, I think.
The youngsters?
Yeah.
All the kids who love Walter Cronkite. You pothead fucker.
The young demo.
Yeah.
Michael.
Yes.
This is Colette from the front desk.
I love this.
Oh, Michael.
Yes.
My man.
Uh-huh.
Captain Clippers.
Yeah.
Commodore Crew Cut.
Hello.
Senator Scalper.
Hello.
I love you, man.
I love you. I love that, too.
Good.
That's delightful.
That's
what a wonderful switch. That was great.
So you don't have... Now, see, when you say something like that...
Yes?
That's what makes my little antennae go up. What a wonderful switch.
Yeah?
As if all of the other stuff is the stuff you hate.
No. Now, don't get that sensitive about it.
It's a compliment.
Well, no, it's delightful. I think what was done today was just a carrying on of what has been a wonderfully fresh and innovative bit. Well said.
You ass.
I enjoy I enjoy everything. I enjoy being here.
I know you do.
I truly do, even when I'm not on a sugar high, which I'm not today. Far from it.
What is it that you're opening up?
I'm the glasses that we got, the sunglasses that we got from the Shield.
Sure. Open them up.
Here we go.
That's okay. They got stickers on them.
Cool.
I
can't see.
Of course, there's stickers on there.
Hey, they make you look like Michael Chiklis.
Listen, don't forget in Las Vegas, that's inside the Desert Passage Mall at the Aladdin.
Mm-hmm.
This idiot is going to get in this box. He's in the box already.
Dude in the box.
So go to the box.
Does this mall sell speaker wire?
I don't know if they do.
Liz Marquis might be there.
Hey, listen,
oh,
Liz.
Baby, you!
What the... What did your family say when you got home last night, Otto?
I'm curious about that.
Otto Preminger?
Robert,
I didn't mean that like Otto, like big Otto.
No, like in a Mr. Freeze way.
Yeah, right.
Robert said, he's a little more than two now, he said, Daddy, what happened? And I said, I got my hair cut off, and then he was okay with it.
Uh-huh.
Julia kept saying that I was funny looking but handsome.
Oh,
and then she kept,
that's sweet.
Yeah, but I don't think she meant the handsome thing. And she kept saying, do you look like a soldier? And I said, you don't even know a soldier. And she says, but you look like a soldier, right?
Right.
So I think she sort of made the connection.
How did you feel? How did you feel when you got up this morning?
Fine. I mean, you know what? I do it still.
I heard him lie. I was on the phone with him. And
the dry cleaning guy
came to his door, and I heard Rob say, yeah. Well, I lost the bet. That's how it goes.
That's
what he said?
Yeah.
He has a shirt with a lot of hair in it. You're going to have to get the hair.
I remember when I shaved my head for a bet that I woke up the next morning, and when I saw myself in the mirror, that's when it really hit me.
Mm. It's, well, you know what? Every now and then, if I walk by a mirror, I still am surprised.
Yeah.
And it happened when I was on the phone with you. I went to scratch my head, and I went, yikes, there's no hair there.
I saw a guy last night, though, that had the complete shaved head, and then right up on top, it almost looked like a little... garden of onion sprouts on the top of his head, and I think she could have done that with you.
You think?
Yes.
You think Hannah dropped the ball?
I think Hannah dropped the ball.
And Carrie didn't notice anything.
Don't throw Hannah under this bus, Mike. Listen,
I don't
Mike, first, take off. Listen, For me, would you take off the sunglasses? For me.
He knows me so well.
For me.
He knows what he knows.
Thank you, Robin. Thank you, Robin. What else is in the news, Robin? That's interesting, Robin.
Don, you'd have to just work on the entire audio chain of your voice and get the bass turned way up. Yeah. So that we'd all sound like this, and you'd be like,
Robin. Didn't you, Robin? They.
Yeah. Oh, hello there.
Oh, look, there's lots of calls about chronic.
Oh, yes. Oh,
sure. Okay, sure. Here we go. Hello. Yes.
Seem to dig it.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey.
Yes.
All right. I think the deal with chronic, to my understanding, is it's marijuana with coke or crack mixed in. And I guess, like, rappers smoke it all the way.
No, but now Buzz is shaking his head ruefully at you.
No,
Buzz?
That's an entirely different mix.
Okay. Thank you. Hello there.
Even the boss.
A mix even the boss can agree on. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Oh, you know, I get this goddamn weather bug again, for goodness sakes. Enter a zip code. Never mind me. I'm just pressing buttons on this computer. What can we do for you?
I just want to let you guys know that crunk is also a term for getting tore up, so it could be Walter Cronkite.
Go to hell.
Only thank it wasn't.
You. I'm sorry I didn't have a snappy comeback. I was looking at a computer screen, and he didn't say anything.
Crunk is an expression for getting tore up? I haven't heard that.
He didn't say nothing smart, did he?
Crunk?
I didn't think so.
Didn't that get back to the gold?
Yeah, we determined earlier that crunk was gold in the teeth.
Well, that's the stuff that the guy in his teeth had his teeth on American Idol.
Wait a minute. He said crunk.
T-E-E-F. Oh.
That other stuff is crunk, isn't it?
I don't know.
I don't either.
It's so hard to keep up.
All of this stuff is illegal and should not be taken. Drugs.
Jewelry.
Rob. You know,
I'm having trouble not staring at you today.
It's hard not to...
Should I put on a hat?
It's hard not to look at him and not just want to say... Wow. What are you going to wear in Atlantic City this weekend?
A tight red and white striped t-shirt and shorts. Like Curly would wear.
He's going to wear a sport coat that's three sizes too small.
And I'm going to button, and it's going to flare out at the bottom.
It's going to flare out at the bottom. It's going to be buttoned right up at the top.
I tried...
With a tiny little lapel.
I tried putting on a hat to see if it helped.
Right.
But it looks like then I'm hiding the shaved head, and it really makes me look cancerous. And I don't like that. And he's like, my goodness, how can such a fat guy have cancer?
You had a hat on earlier today, didn't
although,
you?
Although, I think, and I mentioned this to Frida last night, I think I mentioned this to her, that you can use this to your advantage. Now, we're not going to have the whole weekend in Atlantic City. Our wives are going up a night early. Figure that.
Uh-huh.
Robbie and I are going up Saturday, so we only got a full day to work this scam. But if it's like a Larry David thing, where...
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm talking if we want to get to the front of lines.
Yeah, wheel him in.
If we even want to get, or we don't have to wheel him in, we can get him a cane.
Yeah, but you can wheel him in and get everywhere.
Oh, you know what? I do have a cane at home that we got for Big Daddy. That's one of those good four-prong canes at the bottom.
Better than a cane, do you have the two crutches that have the armrests?
I don't have.
And then you could kind of walk with a weird gait.
No, if we just got you a wheelchair when we got there.
Did you that?
You need a wheelchair.
Would you push me?
Yes. You know what you could do? You could play the Carl Reiner role in Ocean's 11.
Now, when Don is pushing you in the wheelchair, what would be the facial expression you'd have?
No, we wouldn't want to go for retarded. No. We
were tired, maybe tired and ill.
Oh. I'm so tired. This is my last.
Didn't we do that somewhere else?
Yes, we did. Yes. Way over the
when
top.
We're going to Iceland or something like that.
Here's the thing. I know when Mike, you go to these places a lot more than we do. You'd know better. But everywhere you go, there's a line for something. Whatever you want to do, there's always people there. Anything that can cut you through the line. And I'm thinking, looking at him,
mm-hmm.
you know, and especially since I know how, I mentioned this is going to be, our wives will be together, and Rob and I will want to be away from our wives.
I know,
we'll be together.
I know where you're going, and based on when you get there, when you arrive there, and you see the check-in line,
mm-hmm.
you're going to want to find a wheelchair.
And
you
I think
truly are.
Regular pants, but a pajama top and slippers, you know, to perfect the look.
Yeah,
the Michael Jackson look.
What about a hospital gown?
Something that ties in the back?
Sure, absolutely.
and Michael Jackson. Listen, about him.
Yes.
So, I don't know if a lot of you saw this on TV today. It wasn't picked up like the O.J. thing was.
Not quite.
I was really surprised that it wasn't. At about, 11:45 East Coast time, They break in on Fox News.
Right.
They break in on Fox News.
I missed all of this.
They break in on Fox News, you know, if Bush is not had his number two, like, by 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, the Clinton surgery would be a great example of what they're breaking in.
You know, everything is Fox News alert. Well, this time it's good. Here's the deal. The kid toucher is supposed to be in court today.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a tough day because yesterday the accuser was on the stand and he said some stuff and they're going to say some more stuff today.
Right.
Well, it's 8:30 and Jacko ain't there. So the judge, who's one of these old school, listen, you know, you do things, listen to Mr. Spicoli, he's one of these guys.
Mm-hmm.
He says, listen, the guy's had his fainting spell before, he was late, he jumps up on cars, screw it. 1 hour. If he's not here in an hour, I'm going to take away his bail. I'm going to throw his ass in jail. So, like, all of a sudden, you got a clock on the bottom of the screen that has how many minutes Michael Jackson has
to
make it.
Gives him a deadline to get there.
Yes. Now, listen to some of this coverage with David Assman on Fox News.
Very good.
I hope this is the part where he says the whole world is watching. When in reality, it was just, you know, me and five other people.
Once again, it is 4 minutes now away from the time when the judge says he's going to issue a warrant for Michael Jackson's arrest. All right, we are 3 minutes away, or 3 minutes and 5 seconds away. Says that if Michael Jackson is not in that courtroom within 2 minutes from now, we're getting close to the 1 minute mark. In 25 seconds. And this is a Fox News alert. Michael Jackson should be going to jail, says Judge Melville. The time has been reached. It is 9:35 in the Pacific Coast. And at that time, the judge said if Michael Jackson had not gotten back inside the courtroom, he would issue a warrant for Michael Jackson's arrest. Michael Jackson would forfeit his bail, and he would be forced to see out the rest of this trial in jail.
Okay, shut up. So this is
where
where this is at, and I'm watching this thinking this is going to be like the OJ thing, because they're saying on TV they're getting the reports he's 7 minutes away, he's 8 minutes away.
So they were in contact and he was on the way, but obviously he was late.
The deal is that his back started to hurt him.
Oh, and so my back hurts.
Hi Jay. So his back hurts, he goes to the doctor. So this judge says you got to be here. And anyway, the time runs out. And, like, they're having a party on Fox. They're going, and actually, I swear to God, I don't know, it's not in this little recap thing we have, but they were talking to a guy on the telephone. And the anchor, David Assman, says, okay, let's go to Joe Blow, who's got some additional information. And while they were waiting for that phone call to come up, while you're watching just the setting of the courthouse, you hear someone in the Fox newsroom or by this guy go, isn't this the greatest thing?
Oh, no.
I mean, dead on.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God.
Right on Mike. So now Jacko shows up. His entourage, he's got the cars, the SUVs.
About 3 minutes late, right?
Yeah. And I'm thinking, because all they're saying all day...
3 minutes after the hour expired?
Right. And all they're saying is, listen, this judge doesn't take any crap from anybody.
Right.
He's got big clocks up in there. The kid that's been touched has been waiting in there. The jury's been waiting for an hour.
Right.
He gets out of the SUV. He's got on PJ bottoms and slippers. He's got on a Sergeant Pepper type shirt and a blue blazer, like just a regular blue blazer, like from JCPenney.
This is disturbing.
Mm-hmm. His hair is still the way it is, but it's not all. It's like if you see a girl and her hair's not all done.
Oh, it's not coiffed.
Yeah, I mean it's combed, mm-hmm. but his lips are like new and improved Joker smile. He's got the lipstick on, and his face is painted white, and. Here's where he gets me. He gets out of the vehicle and he's like walking like, oh, back so sore. And then some fans start screaming out for him. And he turns right around and gives him the old, hey.
Yeah,
he gives them a wave. I don't know if this has been noticed by anybody.
Mm-hmm. This all happened in like 1 hour.
Yeah, between like 12:30 and 1 o'clock today.
Oh, my God.
So now he walks inside the courtroom. They got him walking in, and he's wearing he's wearing PJs. And he's obviously high on something or medicated.
So they've given him some medicine. Is he faking it or is he really?
Now, this is where all of this is still hanging right now.
Right.
He walks into the courtroom. They're showing all of this on TV, but the judge is not in there. So the judge, as it turns out, says, hey, go in the other room, go to the bathroom. get yourself together.
Mm-hmm.
So they show Michael Jackson and his lawyer, who looks like Captain Kangaroo.
Uh-huh.
And it was great.
The guy with the white hair.
It was great TV for an hour to watch Michael Jackson's lawyer standing out front the courtroom, either talking on his cell phone or looking at his watch.
Uh-huh.
No idea where the frig this guy was.
Right.
At this point, they're running the thing on the bottom of the screen saying, arrest warrant about to be issued for Michael Jackson.
So he did this. He obviously went to the hospital without his attorneys knowing it.
And what they kept saying over and over was that this is an old mob strategy.
Ah.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Tony.
Oh, like in Casino when they all have the oxygen and they're all infirmed and they come in the wheelchairs, but they're perfectly healthy.
Yes, except they're talking about real mobsters. And they're also saying that this is a lot of time what people do. And yesterday
was that guy, Carmine Galante, in New York, who was in his pajamas.
That's who they mentioned by name.
And his bathrobe.
That's right.
He lived
by name.
Under FBI surveillance. He lived in his bathrobe, and he'd go out and he'd pretend that he was insane.
Yes. So they're saying all of this. They finally get him into court. Now what they're wondering is, when he's sitting there in court, are they going to allow the trial to continue? Because he's in his PJs, and he's not all prettied up like he normally is, and he looks like he might be high. So the last I heard was the judge has the prerogative, I think at 2:30, West Coast time, he's going to stop down for lunch, and then he can either, he still can put Michael Jackson in jail if he wants to. He probably won't do that.
Probably not.
But he can say to him, hey, listen, dude, tonight you're going to go to a hospital of my choice.
Right.
And you're going to see a doctor of my choice. And we're really going to find out what's wrong with your old back.
Is the popular sentiment from the observers that that's what's going to happen?
Yeah, they're saying that this guy is, not that he's a hanging judge.
Right.
But that he's one of these dudes that said, listen, this is not how we live here. And they, listen, late is late, but, you know, the guy's got a backache, you know, freaking show up.
Well, I think that'll kill two birds with one stone. I mean, he'll... You know, make sure that Michael Jackson shows up for court, and he'll also find out whether he was faking this whole thing.
The time has passed, the deadline has come and gone, and the question now is whether Judge Melville is a man of his word. There you see what appears to be a court official coming out to talk to...
See, because Fox loves this, because they've got the judge saying this,
right.
And then after it turns out that he's late, and they don't care that he's late by 1 second, they start saying... Well, this means if this judge is a man of his word...
They're going to put him in jail, which is like what their Fox is rooting for.
Sure. And let's be honest. I mean, everybody. Me too. I was thinking we'd have an O.J. show today.
Right.
I was thinking we'd be talking about...
You thought like he might be on the run?
Jacko in jail.
Did you say there were helicopters, TV helicopters at one point?
Yeah. Following... Because they were getting all of these reports. He's 15 minutes away. He's 10 minutes away. Finally, they got a thing. It was obvious he's not going to make it because he was like 12 minutes away and he was just getting onto the freeway and they had Fox reporters that were following the cars.
It sounds to me like he didn't tell his own lawyers what was going on.
That was the sentiment.
Wow. Well, Michael Jackson may have injured his back, thrown at his back, bending down to kiss a date.
Esmond said that he informed his lawyers at 5:30 this morning.
But he had called him first at 5:15 just to say hi.
Right.
Then he called back at 5:30 to say, oh, ouch, I hurt my back.
I would assume that at this point he has used up the illness card as far as his trial.
Hold on, here's a little more of this Fox stuff. When they're still saying, hey, the time has passed. Arrest him.
Michael Jackson's attorney, Mr. Mesro, apparently telling Mesro time is up. You got to come back in and talk to the judge about what we're going to do for the rest of this trial. But once again, Michael Jackson has failed to be in court at the time appointed by the judge for this court. The reason apparently was a back injury sustained by Michael Jackson sometime in the past 12 hours.
All right, and other than that, here's...
You know, it seems to me the judge, though, if the judge said, if he's not here in an hour, and he's come out and said that...
Very close.
This is, I mean, it's not really a question of whether he's a nice guy or bad. He just said that's the way it's going to be.
They said on TV, though, the judge said when he heard that he was like 5 minutes away, all right, I'll give him an extra 15 minutes.
Okay, so he might let him slide.
So he might.
And the trial has resumed. Michael's there. It was universally agreed that Michael was on some kind of medication. Nobody seems to have any doubt about that.
God.
But the trial is continuing. More testimony.
Seriously, any one of us, anybody else that was in this situation, your ass would be in jail right now.
The judge had this to say.
Big mouth don't make a big man.
Thank you, sir. The judge also had this to say.
We've seen what you can do with a boy.
Right.
How are you when they come a little bigger?
That's Thank right. you, Judge Duke.
Then he said this.
I apologize for my language.
Then he Duke, said this.
How's it taste?
We got more.
Then he said this.
You are a prying, pipsqueaking ass.
And then the judge said,
where did you find these Packer Woods?
Wow, he
said that
to
Michael Jackson.
There's always somebody looking for some. We've seen what you can do with a boy.
Yeah.
The judge. How are you when they come a little bigger? Who
go.
Else have you blabbed to?
Oh.
Anyway,
is that the judge?
That's the judge.
Okay.
You have a lot to say.
What did you say?
I said you're the judge and you've got a lot to say.
Say that again.
I said you're the judge and you've got a lot to say.
Don't cuss.
I didn't cuss. You stupid goddamn moron.
You are a lot of trouble.
The Duke.
Well, he's yours.
Wow.
Bend over.
Whoa!
All right.
My goodness.
Okay, anyway, Duke. Yeah, right. Duke. Duke.
Thank you.
Got a break. Be right back, everybody.
He's the Don and Mike Show.
Hello, people. Well, our show is the Memories of Elvis, and this is a tribute to the late king of rock and roll. You know, we're not here to make fun of Elvis or take his place or anything like that. We're just here to bring you back some memories.
The Don and Mike Show.
I'd like to try to do my latest record. I tried last night and didn't make it. I don't know the words to it, so I can read it. If we'll give it up, just, you know, please forgive us.
Hey, don't be like Pavlov's listener out there. It's not phone scan time, it's just the song. It's the real song.
Ah.
There's something else from Michael Jackson's Judge.
You are.
Oh, not that. No, this.
Send me a bill.
Send me a bill. He's a tough guy, that judge.
He is.
You look like the vermin-ridden son of a bitch you are.
Wow, he's harsh.
Michael.
Hi.
This is Colette from the front desk.
Hi, Colette.
Oh, Michael.
Uh-huh.
My man.
Yeah.
Captain Clippers.
Yep.
Okay. It's time for E2E. You got the music for that?
I do.
Get ready to be entertained.
Okay. Oh, we love this.
We sure do.
This is when we put on our Elvis suits,
mm-hmm.
we get in our helicopter,
mm-hmm.
and we fly into the set.
How great thou art!
To call someone who has something to do with Elvis.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter, man. Here they come.
Here
oh, man, it's cramped on this hover.
I'll tell you something, Jack. I do not know the last time that we have flown together, but it seems the helicopter is having a hard time controlling the LBs. And yeah. I don't mean little brains. I mean lips, pounds, I don't know, weight.
I don't know what it is, Jack. The rotor doesn't seem to be, well, no matter. It's a hot time in Florida.
We're down.
There we go.
We're down.
All right, let me just zip up this jumpsuit. There you go, Jack.
Would you like a scarf?
I'd like one. Put several of those little hankies in my back pocket so I can hand them out to the ladies on my way in, Jack.
You know, I would like a champagne flute, and I would like that champagne flute filled with... What kind of cough syrup was that again? Codeine.
Codeine. Narcotic with codeine.
Yes. And get me some of that... What is it that they call the weed buzz?
The chronic.
Chronic.
Have a little chronic-y. In this day and age, you can't even get sick.
That's right.
Plus tax. I wonder if you're lonesome tonight.
And Michael Jackson's lawyer.
Well, now that we got that cleared up.
I thought that was the judge.
I'm sorry.
We'd like to ask you some questions.
All right, I'm far away, man.
That's not strictly true.
That's not what's strictly true. I tell you, maids, Jack, people talking.
On this edition of Elvis to Elvis.
It will fascinate you.
And hello, everybody. I am EAP.
Let's take Benzedrine till our teeth chatter.
And he is EAP.
I'm EAP. Good to be with you, man.
Today we'll be talking to a man who made Elvis's sunglasses.
Glory, glory. Hallelujah.
Here's the quote from Elvis. After he got the glasses, he left the optical store and called longtime friend Lamar Fike. Elvis said, Lamar, I have found my eyeglass man.
Yeah, that's right, man. He's the one who made all the cool ones. He made them for Elton John, ZZ Top.
Don't care about that, though.
Sammy Davis Jr.
made them for Elvis.
That's right.
And after he got him, Elvis said, Lamar, I have found my eyeglass man. Not my optician.
No. Yeah.
Not the man who may make some sunglasses for me.
My eyeglass man.
I found my eyeglass man.
I like my eyeglass man.
Eyeglass man.
You ready for the call?
He is, Jack.
Okay. Here we go. Welcome to E to E.
I wonder if he's still making glasses tonight.
You know, many times we just take calls from fellow Elvis fans. Rob, telling us how they love this bit.
It's Rob Spiewak over there with his bald head. Turn around, Rob. Turn around so they can see you. There you go.
Spin around. Isn't that wonderful?
Spin around.
Hello, Dennis.
Hello?
Hello, Dennis.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Is this Dennis Roberts?
Yes, sir. How can I help you?
Dennis Roberts, hello. This is the Don and Mike Show.
We are calling on about the Elvis Presley sunglasses. You are Elvis's eyeglass man, isn't that right?
That's correct, sir.
You're on a segment we call E to E, and before we begin, I believe I have a bone to pick with you, sir. Is it true or not true that when we had you scheduled on the show just 2 days ago, you slept through the allotted time?
Well, actually, I had a bit of a temperature.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
I've had this flu that's going around out here on the West Coast.
Call me if your condition worsens.
I'm sorry. Are you taking any narcotic cough syrup?
You mean some of that stuff that Mr. Jackson was taking and missed going to court this morning?
Maybe.
Let's not talk about him. Let's talk about
Elvis Aaron Presley. You made his very first sunglasses. Isn't that right, Jack?
That's correct. I made Elvis's first sunglasses in 1970.
Wow.
Yesterday.
How hard were they to make, man?
For me?
Yeah.
They weren't hard at all. I enjoyed making Elvis's eyeglasses.
Yesterday or the day before when you were supposed to be on the show, and instead when you were having temperature and you were sleeping, what were you dreaming about? Were you dreaming about Elvis? Elvis?
Oh, let's put it this way. I'm too old to dream about things.
Too old to dream, but are you an Elvis Presley fan, Dennis?
Am I a fan? I've always been a fan since 1954.
Yes, TCB.
Were his the hardest glasses to make for you? Was it a challenge, and how much input did he have?
How much input?
Are you falling asleep now, sir?
No. Elton John's glasses were a lot more challenging than Elvis Presley.
Sir, excuse my French. We don't want to talk about that, faggot. We want to talk about Elvis Aaron Presley.
Elvis Aaron Presley.
Well, I'll tell you one thing cool about Elvis Presley.
Thank you, man.
I am in Palm Springs, California right now.
It's a lovely place.
A hot time in Hawaii.
Absolutely. Hot time in Florida.
And I'm in the dining room of Elvis Presley's honeymoon hideaway.
Wow.
In Palm Springs, where he and Priscilla honeymooned on May 1st. And Elvis had rented this home for a year.
That's wonderful.
You got a TV in there, man?
I have a TV here.
Don't put Goulet on that TV, dude.
Yeah, don't play Robert Goulet.
Don't do that, man. Hey, what do you call a one-legged eye doctor? A optician.
Hey.
I'm EAP. It's E to E.
We're talking to Dennis Roberts. He made the very first pair of Elvis sunglasses, and that's why Elvis referred to him as my eyeglass man.
Did you know Elvis referred to you officially as his eyeglass man?
That's what he told Lamar Fike, his personal friend and bodyguard.
Yes. Well, Dennis, how many pairs of glasses did you make for Elvis?
I designed and made 488 pairs of eyeglasses.
Wow. 88 pairs.
Hey.
At any time, has anyone asked you this question? At the time of his death, of his untimely death, do you have any idea how much Elvis is Colin Wade?
It is not a trick question.
It is simply a question we ask to gauge you as an Elvis aficionado.
So once again, at the time of his death, how much did Elvis's colon weigh?
I'll give you a hint. It was impacted and chalky. If that helps.
I don't understand the question.
At the time of his death, after the Elvis Presley autopsy, how much did Elvis's colon weigh?
We ask this to find if you are a true Elvis fan as we are.
It's a trivia question for Elvis.
But we know you are. You make Elvis's sunglasses.
I was more concerned about his eyes than I was his colon.
But could you, could you simply fancy us a guess?
Just a guess.
How about it? Pony up. Pony up. What's your guess?
Well, I'll be honest with you, I don't know colon's way, so I wouldn't know if his
was... How about just throwing out a casual number and we'll
That'll
let
make
know.
It even funnier. And then I'll tell you what. Then later I'll go out for a ride on my horse, and I'll bring my bag of hamburger rolls with me.
Yes, but don't leave Scatter outside, because he might end up frozen to a tree.
How do you know about Scatter?
Scatter was our monkey.
Sir, we are EAP.
We are the ghosts of Elvis Presley.
About Scatter?
Scatter the monkey. Did
we
you know Scatter?
We know all about Scatter the monkey.
Do you know what Elvis trained them to do on the pool table?
What's that?
I believe, are you talking about playing with women?
Well, in a sense of the, he was the greeter of the women.
Uh-huh. Yes, and what did he do on the pool table, Dennis?
He was their greeter, the official greeter up at the house.
Yes, unfortunately, Scatter died. You know that, right, Dennis?
You know how he died, don't you, Dennis?
A broken heart when Elvis shipped him back to Graceland.
No, that's not the true story. Well,
in a way, yes, it is.
A broken, frozen heart.
He was out in California, and Scatter was frozen to a tree.
Actually, I think it was a pole. A pole. Bowl? What was the
fence?
Pole, fence, tree, same fence. Thing.
Come on, man.
Same thing, Jack.
Maid's getting the story straight. Come on, Jack. Dennis, what's your favorite Elvis Presley memory?
Did Scatter need glasses? did Elvis ever buy glasses for his monkey?
No, Scatter was actually... I met Elvis in October of... I met him summer of 1990.
If we could get back to the trivia question. At the time of his death, how much did the colon weigh? Just give us a guess, a ballpark figure.
47 pounds.
Man, wow. Man, you've got to give it to him. He's within 10 pounds.
Yeah.
Winner!
It was 40 pounds, Dennis.
Winner!
You're the big winner.
Congratulations, Dennis. That very rarely happens. You are truly an Elvis aficionado.
But, Dennis, we're not here to make fun. We're here to make memories.
Do I get a Cadillac?
I'm wondering, you don't get a Cadillac, but could you give us your favorite Elvis Presley memory?
Well, if Elvis was alive, he'd give me a Cadillac.
Yeah, Dennis, please, we can't give you a Cadillac.
Elvis ain't alive.
We're only asking for your favorite Elvis Presley memory.
I tell you what, we will graciously give out this website.
Site.
I wonder if you'll get a lot of hits tonight. Your website.
Elvis came into your store one day.
Elvis came into your store.
And,
how was his colon?
He was with Charlie and Red and Joe and some of the boys.
Are you saying it was Chalky and Red?
No, he was with Charlie and Red. Charlie and the posse, man.
Charlie and Red.
And what happened?
Well,
I'll tell you something, Jack.
Milton Berle was in the store getting lenses.
I'd die for fool's gold loaf now.
It's a hollowed-out loaf of bread with peanut butter and bacon.
Burned bacon.
Delicious burned bacon. You ever have the fool's gold loaf?
I love that.
No,
I have some ice cream. I'm cutting down, so I think I would be down to 6-7 scoops. I would have it, then energy would surge through my body.
Mix the mashed potatoes and the peas together. I'll eat them.
How did his colon weigh 40 pounds? Was that his large colon or a small colon?
That was a large colon.
And it was impacted due to all the pharmaceuticals that worked to block his intestinals.
But Dennis, what did Elvis do to Milton Berle?
Well, Elvis walked in the store. He was wearing a black velvet cape.
Of course he was.
He was the only customer that wore capes.
Yeah. We are wearing capes right now as well.
White cape.
I am EAP.
And I'm EAP, and they are studded with jewels.
And he had a walking cane with a lion's head on it that had all gemstones on it, rubies, emeralds, sapphires, and diamonds.
So do we.
We are wearing those right now.
Canes with capes.
And he had a pair of black patent leather boots with gold tips and heels.
Hold on, where is your hidden camera? I'm telling you, you're describing the outfit we are both wearing right now.
It is absolutely identical, only in white.
He had black velour pants with tuxedo stripes down the
white tonight.
And he had a red silk shirt on with a high collar like he wore.
I wonder if you're looking at us through a two-way mirror, the way I used to look at girls changing into their bathing suits at Graceland with all the boys.
And I don't know if you know the legend of Milton Berle, but his zipper hid what he called the monster.
The monster, yes, Jack.
He was the most well-endowed man in Hollywood.
I'm rather homophobic, sir, as EAP was. I would rather we not talk about such things.
Well, Elvis...
You can understand.
Elvis walked up to Milton, and he snapped his cane between Milton's legs.
Oh.
Milton said, now cut that out, Presley. And Elvis snapped it again. He says, Elvis, this isn't Tom Jones. This is the real deal.
Understand, Tom Jones would have socks down there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
There you go. And Elvis started to crack up. And then he started singing Michael Rose Upon the Shore, Hallelujah. And he put on a concert in my store for about a half hour.
Wow. I'm going to applaud that memory.
That is a wonderful EAP memory.
That is a wonderful EAP memory, Dennis.
That was great. A UTCB.
He was a great performer, was he not?
Freedom from constipation.
Yes.
He was a terrific man. He was a terrific friend. He was a good person.
All techniques into one.
And
EAP 8. I would like to have the energy surge through my body after having my cookies and ice cream, then perhaps go play some racquetball.
When I wake up,
you gentlemen are in Washington, D.C.?
Yeah, ma'am.
Yes, but we're heard nationwide, coast to coast.
I'd like to invite you and all of your listeners to come to Palm Springs on Mother's Day.
We're in Palm Springs.
For our annual Elvis Honeymoon Concert.
Hold on, we get it. Are you
an Elvis Honeymoon Concert?
Are you in, Palm Springs there, brother?
I am in Elvis Presley's honeymoon hideaway in the actual home that he and Priscilla created, Lisa Marie, and upstairs.
I do not care about this. I simply want to get a plug in that we are actually heard in Palm Springs, California.
Do I hear? And I'd like you all to come on down to Palm Springs on May 7th.
What station are we on in Palm Springs?
KGAM.
Ah.
And my swimming pool is full of flash bulbs.
Ah, let's shoot them with BB guns. And what an incredible design they will make.
I'd love to have you gentlemen come to the concert
tonight.
And announce the Elvis singers.
Of course we would.
Mother's Day.
Yes. CelebritySunglasses.com. That is the website. Go to it tonight.
You're a good man, Dennis Roberts. We enjoyed chatting with you.
Is there anything I can do to help? Just give me a call at any time. I got lots of Elvis stories.
Congratulations on the colon.
Oh,
let me leave you with this. Three simple words.
He's gone.
Oh, my Peter.
I ought to get some good stuff for this. I've dug a quarter size hole in my foot. Hey, there's our choppery.
It's Paris Hilton on my sidekick. Apparently, she cannot figure out how to get the wind cycle. I will tell her to email Snoop Doggy Dog.
Fantastic. And I'm talking to Wayne Newton right now.
Until next time. Oh, no.
Hey!
You're fine, but I'm EAP.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
At least EAP.
I'm EAP. Come on, man. Lift this sucker off. It's not moving.
It's only a foot off the ground, baby.
Oh, Jesus, man. In this day and age, you can't even get to that.
It's smoking, King.
Oh, man. See you later.
Bye.
There they go.
There you go. Great E2E.
Oh, boy.
Frankly, I like EDE a little better when we don't have to talk to somebody.
This is true, but Dennis was, you know, he steamrolled right through it.
He was nice, but
we even got a good Elvis Presley
good story.
Story
right?
Yeah.
Stop that. Presley? Stop that, Presley.
Presley. Hello. Hello.
Hallelujah.
Man, I'm going to take my cane and I'm going to hit his thing.
Michael.
Yes,
this is Colette from the front desk. Oh, Michael.
Yes.
My man.
Uh-huh.
Captain Clippers.
Yeah, baby.
Commodore Crew Cut.
Right.
Senator Scalper.
Uh-huh.
Can we cut right to the end? Do we have just the end part? The dirty part?
Well, you fast forward to it.
Okay. Senators, you really sound like Robert.
He makes the transition. It's scary, actually.
Now another word from Michael Jackson's judge.
Now, I don't think we'd take too kindly to being arrested, mister. Here's the gun. Get on your horse. Okay, now, here's more to the
legendary newsman of marijuana. The answer is Walter. Hey now, Harris, out. You rob. You whack. I hate you. I hate your big fat boss head. Ass.
Fun with pitch.
Yeah. That's too great. It's too great. Michael Jackson's judge?
Seems to be the idea.
Yeah, there he is.
All right, please, Judge, tell me something, DeGuy.
Well, I'll decide this one.
Yeah, I know you will.
He's agitated.
Judge, Buzz, is there anything? Did I have that timetable right on the Michael Jackson thing? In about an hour and 20 minutes is when he's going to call his recess or decide what he's going
to
do?
I'm watching the news channels. We're waiting for something to happen. Nothing has yet.
Nothing yet.
If this is true, you have my sympathy.
Thank you, Judge.
Thank you, Judge.
Doesn't Michael get really excited anytime someone yells recess?
Maybe I'm not so inclined.
The judge doesn't get excited.
No,
this is the way it's going to be.
Okay.
Yeah. The judge is the man.
Don't you have something to do?
He's the toughest judge I've ever heard.
Yeah. Commercials, I guess.
I wouldn't make it a habit calling me that, son.
Son.
Calling you what?
What it was.
What?
What was that one?
What was that one?
We ain't going in looking guilty.
Well, now that sounds like his lawyer.
Young fella. If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Ah, there he is.
Tough guy.
There's the judge.
Harris, out. You wrong. Speedwack. I hate you. I hate your big, fat, bald head. Ass.
Okay.
So many tapes.
Gotta break. Be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Good doctoring.
He's Don Geronimo, Civil War surgeon.
Hello, m'lady. Can I help you?
No, I'm just waiting for a friend.
You know, your eyes do seem a little bit bloodshot.
Really?
I can fix that.
His stovepipe hat and his black leather bag. He likes to make house calls.
Son, you look a little under the weather.
Well, my nose is running.
Not anymore.
Don Geronimo, Civil War surgeon. Wednesday nights on ABC, right after Ellen.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right.
Squat. I hate you. I hate your big, fat, bald head. Ass.
Two dazzling urbanites.
Hi there.
Don and Mike.
That's right. And our website is www.donandmikewebsite.com.
It's funny you mentioned that. I was on it just the other day.
Me
and,
too.
You know, there's so much on it now. It's so chock full of all sorts of interesting things, whether it's the archive, the written record of what we do, or where you get the audio highlights from each day, which has a wonderful design. You can listen to the show and watch the screen. It's almost hypnotic.
But that's not what I like best.
Me neither. What I really noticed was what's just as fresh as it was when we started is the store.
Yeah. Here's Michael Jackson's judge.
Pick up an item, won't you?
A dumbass amateur.
Or two.
Okay, again.
Send me a bill.
Okay. Thanks, Judge.
As my Mexican friend said.
Yeah?
What?
I'm going to remind you of it every single minute of every day and night.
He's probably talking about Michael Jackson being late.
What is that?
Hurry it up. We're burning daylight.
See? See, he's upset about Michael Jackson being late.
Can't be that hungry. They're showing off.
What?
Well, you know, they're just on a random rotating tape.
Who's the best?
I am.
Well, Rob says he is.
Big mouth don't make a big man.
That's right, Rob. Big mouth don't make a big man.
No kidding, Judge.
I apologize for my language.
That's okay.
Judge Duke, you're among friends.
Here he is.
How's it taste?
That might be the one. That might be the one that seems to be the best.
Yeah. How's it taste?
That's what the judge says after hours.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
I'd like to ask Mike a question.
No.
What?
Well, in the box scores on the Nationals, it has a little SS in there, and I have no idea what that means since I haven't watched baseball in
shortstop?
It would be shortstop, I would assume, unless it's... I don't think it's a reference to any kind of player.
Rob,
Or in Rob's case, it's a short stack.
No.
Not the SS.
He's going.
Yeah. It's a military record.
And now with the new skinhead look and everything.
Show you some toys.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're going to ruin Christmas if you keep talking about that.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Yes.
I got a suggestion for your Louisiana bald spot on Rob.
Well, it's gone already.
Yeah.
I mean, his head is shaved.
You know, the hair in a can, you guys ever try that?
You mean the ball-mobile?
Oh, yeah, you spray on, you paint your balls.
Paint your balls. Yeah, might be fun.
Yes, we tried that.
It's grown back, though. It's grown back significantly today.
Oh, yeah.
Much better.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
Hey, I was just going to comment that tape that you slowed down to Colette sounds exactly like Robert the Angry Mailman.
Hold on a second. You're kidding me.
We didn't notice.
I didn't
especially
notice that.
The part about Rob, when she's talking about Rob.
No, you're kidding me.
No, we didn't catch that.
Really?
Yeah, just wanted to point that out.
Yeah. Well, hold on a second.
Hold on.
Let me hear that again.
You, Rob. Speedwack. I hate you. I hate your big, fat, bald, head ass.
And you think that sounds like? Like who?
Like Robert the Angry Mailman.
I don't know where. Wow.
I don't think so.
Great observation.
I don't get it. Okay. Stay on the line, please.
Hold on. Hold
on a second.
You have been selected as a charter member in the Don and Mike exclusive listeners club.
Stand by.
You are now a registered Don and Mike caller. You're entitled to all the privileges that come with said title. Be sure to watch your mailbox for your registered Don and Mike caller sign, which is to be placed prominently in your front yard.
Star of the show.
You have been profiled, tagged, and you are now in
the book.
Good day. I said good day, sir.
Good day.
Good day.
Go ahead and laugh, Robbie.
What's your name?
Joe.
Joe what?
Last initial, please.
D.
How much?
Delta, B.
B.
D is
D.
D is
D. D is
Delta. Joe did not realize that we extensively discussed Robert the Angry Mailman sounding like Colette in the first hour of the show.
That was the whole reason to slow it down.
Spent a lot of, that was the reason it was slowed down in the first place. You are late to the party.
So you're in the book.
Now hear this, Joe D.
Here we go, Joe
D. You are 0000-0-03-4.
SS. Oh, a little different syncopation there.
And as always, Joe,
four.
What that means is you can never call the show again, but we do give you the last word. What would you like to say as you head off into the sunset?
Good day.
Oh, he got it in.
They're getting wise on those
bastardy guys.
Not really.
I don't care for his sort.
His sort.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Joe.
Joe, no, this is Don and Mike. Who is this?
Hey, I want to tell Rob it could be worse. He could look like Stymie from the Little Rascals.
Okay.
Thank you. Wouldn't necessarily be worse.
Let me answer a question for myself that I have sometimes.
Right.
Why don't we take more on-screen calls? Hello, Joe.
Joe actually pointed out one time about callers when they start with, hey.
Are you? Yeah.
Hey. Yeah. That, and, you know, I really think of all the theories that have been espoused by Mr. Joseph Ardinger.
Yeah.
I believe the hey theory. I think that might be dead on.
All right, let's talk to Professor A for a second.
I really like that theory, yes.
Yeah, let me talk to Don and Mike.
It's either A or yeah, right?
Yeah.
It's
it's like they call their parents. Hello? Yeah, Ma. What's for dinner?
Yeah. All right, thank you, Joe. Let's find out what Michael Jackson's judge thinks of Joe.
You are a prying, pipsqueaking ass.
Wow. Thanks, bye.
He's harsh. He's way harsh.
He is.
Bye, get out of here, Joe.
But fair.
And everybody, I see all the lines are hopping. The lines are hopping. We'll be giving away a trip to Fort Myers, Florida today. It's Thursday. That means it's DeltaVacations.com, FLA all the way day. Round-trip airfare on Delta with the Avis rental car and the hotel to beautiful Fort Myers, Florida.
Go down to see a Red Sox game down there.
Go down and see Mike's ex-wife.
She's not down there.
Well, she was.
She was.
She was.
Not down there anymore, silly goose.
She was.
A goose.
She was down there in your place.
Yes. Yeah.
I just mentioned that.
With my kids. Yes.
Not down there getting serviced by Deuce Bigelow.
Well, I don't know. I really wouldn't have any control over that anymore.
No. It's just really funny when we give away a trip to Fort Myers, because that's where Mike has
my stomping ground down there.
He's got a place down there. He really likes it. And I'll tell you that to win the contest today, you will need the following. You will need Why are you crossing your arms?
Nothing.
I'm not going to talk about your ex anymore.
Okay, all right. I'm just a little chilly, that's all. You think you're cold. Look at Rob.
Yes. Think you're, if you're chilly, you should head down to Florida.
Yeah, I should.
You should go to Fort Myers. That's the trip we're giving away today.
I plan to.
Maybe you'll win.
I plan to sooner than later.
You know, I was thinking, Mike.
Yes.
I got a couple extra days. I might come see you.
Come down to Fort Myers.
Come down.
You don't have a couple extra days. You're lying.
Yeah, I know.
I know your itinerary.
I know. And I know that you have people coming down to see you already.
Yes, yes, we do, yes.
I'll be arriving late Monday.
Rob, don't
tear my scalp.
Don't burn your head.
I need.
You know, it's funny because I checked down for Fort Myers, Florida now. I'm looking at the extended, yeah, the super hyper extended forecast.
And it'll be accurate.
Virtually meaningless,
yeah,
now.
Right?
And, but it says now, use sunblock. And they say that on all the, every single day they say, use sunblock.
That's good advice.
I hope it's that kind of
you
weather.
You sunburn, yeah, your head. Oh, you know what about my head?
Yes.
Looking
what
at
about
it today?
Your head?
What about your beautiful head?
I can prove once, my beautiful, round, melon-like head.
Yes.
I can prove once and for all I'm not going bald.
Really?
Because look, now
oh,
that all the hair
up.
Is
give
the same
it up,
length,
Rob.
You
give
can
it
see
up.
An even distribution.
No, I have to
Rob,
tell you something.
Let me see the crown.
Rob, I put your head down.
Rob,
look,
now
look
it's even more, it's more of an example.
It becomes more apparent now than it was at any other time.
I can tell.
Don, I have to point this out.
You cannot tell. Mike, go ahead.
Lean down towards Don. Right. Or have him bend backward toward you.
All right, here you go. I point out.
Look at that great big head. You wouldn't think that the brain inside it was no bigger than an English walnut, would you?
Oh, my.
Point out here.
Yeah.
Here.
And might go up a little bit, yeah.
And here.
Rob.
No, it's receding.
Rob.
Here.
Rob.
It's fine okay. Up here.
Rob.
What you've always said is
hold
wrong.
On, Rob.
It's flawed.
Hold on.
Now.
The best way is to stand behind him and have his tilt his
the
head
marker,
back.
The marker has a top on it.
I understand. Right. I do.
Put your head down. I'm going to draw for you on your head using the top of the marker.
Yep.
Right
up here. There's the big one.
Do this now?
Yep.
All this up here?
Yeah.
That's a bald spot.
No.
There's no hair there at all, Don?
Yes. There's no hair there.
Okay.
That's not receding.
I can feel it.
That's not receding.
Now, your dad, you're genetically, your dad has a mop of hair, right? That's his, he's got all his hair?
He's got some of his hair.
Oh, he does it. Is he losing his hair?
He combs it carefully.
Does he? Okay.
Hey, come on. Not like you, though.
No.
Not like you. I mean, your dad's a good-looking guy.
What is this tennis ball-like texture I
feel
from
that hair? Hold on.
Well, you've got some hair.
Buzz wants to look as well. Buzz wants to look. What, Buzz? What are you doing, Buzz?
It's iffy.
No.
Oh, come on.
No.
Coming from a man who colors his hair. We can't, Mike, we can't take Buzz's testimony.
And you know, Willie, that charade has got to end pretty soon. Well, have you looked at you and me lately?
Yeah, I know.
You know, have you looked at Whitey and Whitey?
I know. And meanwhile, look at Ronald Reagan over there.
Absolutely.
But Rob, that is a bald. I tell you what.
Yes?
Although, God knows, our website.
No, you don't need more pictures of me.
I was going to say, I'd love to just get a picture up there of just the top, the crown of your head.
You should do that.
Rob's regular
people.
Picture on the website, his studio photo on the website, shows the front of his balding, receding hairline.
No, I've never questioned that.
Right.
I mean, the forehead is bigger than
but
it was.
But in the back, it's not like you're losing all of it, but you do have a bald spot. Mm-hmm. Not a smooth bald spot, but you have a thinning spot.
Take a close-up of my head and put it up on the website and say it's the planet Mars.
You have a bald spot.
Nah.
You have a bald spot that has two smaller bald spots that as soon as you lose a little more hair will become an even bigger bald spot.
All right, way to go, Hannah.
It's not Hannah's fault.
Don't blame Hannah. I threw Hannah under the bus
don't
earlier.
Don't be the lady from haircutter. I mean, blame God for that.
No, God loves me.
Clearly.
Like what am I? Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Look at me. I'm blessed.
Hello.
Blessed Rob.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Do you guys think it would be funny to have a section of the website where listeners can have pictures of their funny NFL jersey names?
Listen, it's an idea, man. That'll be fun. We'll paint the barn and we'll put on a show.
That's hello. The first E idea, man.
Though. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yes, hello.
This is Chris from Annapolis.
Yes, Chris.
I just left my dentist office and I had to have some work done. And I had 6 shots of Novocaine.
Now hold on. What work would you have to have done for 6 shots?
Well, I had a bridge on the left side on the bottom, and the rear tooth was decaying.
Oh.
They had to take it out, and then when they were in, they saw the tooth all the way in the back on the right was also decaying. So that one had to be...
Okay, stop it. I believe you.
Did that have to be crowned, or did they have to pull it?
The one on the right, they were able to fill it. The one on the left, they're going to put a crown on it and then put a replacement tooth in between.
Well, guys, you're sort of flawed.
This guy's hot breath before all this dental work with these rotten teeth in his mouth.
You know what you might want to do? Stop by like a Denny's or a Bob Evans or a place like that. Get yourself a nice piping hot cup of coffee and some ice cream.
It was funny because I called my wife and she hung up on me.
She couldn't recognize you.
Oh, because you've had the 6 shots of Novocaine.
I look back to that old movie, Arthur, and man, that is the funniest scene where he gets all the dental work done, and he's sitting there, and he's on the cover of this magazine, and the girl's flirting with him, and as he's staring at the girl, he's just had 20 shots of Novocaine. He puts the coffee up to his mouth, and it just runs down his chin and into his crotch. It's great.
Do what I do after I go to the dentist. I bite down on juju fruit as hard as I can, and then open my mouth as fast as I can.
Oh, it's sad. This is all I can bring to this conversation. In the movie Analyze That, which I hate, but it seems I'm quoting always now.
You watch it a lot.
There's a funny scene with Billy Crystal where he takes some anxiety medicine and some dental medicine.
Right.
And when he goes to have dinner with Paul Vitti and the guy who's Tony Soprano.
Right.
Same thing you guys are talking about.
Same thing where the
food comes in. I told you I have nothing on this topic.
You know, I felt like a pretty big ass the other night, and it's because of you.
That's interesting, too. Why?
Because you got me. You influenced me to go back and revisit Cat in the Hat, and I've gone back, and now I watch it all the time.
I'm telling you.
And I said this to a large group of people.
Cat in the Hat kicks ass.
Who looked at me like I was S.A. of the mountain. Stupid ass.
Good in high def, though.
But it's just, I don't know why.
It's the truest. The movie,
I don't know why I'm watching it all the time.
You know why? Because it's the truest. First off, because it's always on HBO.
Right.
Second, it's the truest to any Dr. Seuss movie. It's better than How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
I like Alec Baldwin in it, too.
Is he the best thing?
He's great in it.
Because watched a little bit of it, and the fat kid seems good.
It's easy to hide behind the microphone. I don't know. Mike Myers is good. I was going to say, it's easy to make fun of Mike Myers. He sucks.
But it is true that Mike Myers...
He's good in the movie.
Yeah. Mike Myers...
I know that this is an island of idiocy that I stand on alone.
I don't know why I go back and I sit there like a moron and I watch it and I can't take myself away from it. He's obviously doing the Cowardly Lion. Yes. That is the voice he's doing. Well, I know that.
It's half Cowardly Lion and it's half the mom from Saturday Night Live, you know, with the Barbra Streisand thing.
Right.
And it's everything about Mike Myers that's really awful, but I love it, the Cat in the Hat.
Mm-hmm.
Still not sat through it, but maybe I shall now.
It's just... It's entertaining. I don't know why.
It's colorful. It's like
I didn't like it when I saw it in the theater. I watch it on TV always.
Like the Jay Leno show. It's very colorful.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for the validation.
You're welcome.
I said this at a table of like 8 people, and people looked at me like I was from a different planet.
It's like when you go shopping somewhere, and they charge you for parking. No, we'll validate that for you. Yeah. Thank you, Mike.
You say something like with a crowded, and all of a sudden there's silence. You say, you know what I watch a lot, really, and it seems to get better, is the Cat in the Hat. And, silent
curtain. Where did you find these Packer Woods?
Thank you. Thank you, Judge.
That's what you needed.
I like the Cat in the Hat.
There's always somebody looking for some.
Hello. That's right, Duke.
Don and Mike, hello. Hello.
Don and Mike.
See, listen, I want to tell you, all you people sending us those emails who listen on computer, LBs don't know they're on the air until they hear that sound now. Mm-hmm. Hello?
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Oh, no. Not after that wait.
Not today. Can't do it. Not today, man. Oh, the trip to Fort Myers, Florida, that we're giving away. Great. Get out of the cold and go down to Florida. God damn, it's a great time to go down there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Here's what you'll need to play the game that we'll start in a second. You will need to call us on a hard line phone.
You know what we're talking about.
Rock hard.
Okay, a hard line.
Cat couldn't scratch the line you're calling.
Blue steel line.
Mm-hmm. And you must also at the same time have a cell phone that you will be using.
Very good. You need both.
So call us at 877-365-3636 or the other line, 800-636-1067 or the other line.
If you're lucky enough to be somewhere where you have both. Hard and soft lines.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
You're hard and soft.
Right.
At the same time, call now. Phone Jeopardy. Call now. Call now. And tell you what that game is in just a second.
How are they going to lose it?
No, they're going to win, Mike. I think they're going to like it. I
was doing Alex Trebek. It's all on the same team.
I know you were. And I was thinking about, what's his name? Bruce Willis, who I keep reading about and the stuff on the newspaper with this guy. He's got some movie coming out this weekend.
Hostage.
And I was reading an interview where he said that he really is fine with Ashton Kutcher. And I guess I'm wrong about this, that I thought it was a punked thing a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
He finds absolutely nothing wrong with the fact that she's with him and that they all go out together, good old barus.
And doesn't she, doesn't he hang out or Kutcher hang out with Rumor and Scout and all those?
Yeah, the kids. Now, he is, let me see, Ashton Kutcher is 15, I think either 15 or 14 years younger than Demi Moore.
Okay.
Bruce Willis. Now, they're at a party together. However, they're there with other people. So Demi Moore is there with Ashton, you know, 70s guy, 70s show guy.
Yeah.
He's there. Guess who he's there with?
Bruce Willis?
Yes.
Who's he there with?
Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
Now, the age difference between those two is 32 years.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, while Ashton and Demi are sitting at a table, he's at another table, and he's making out with Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, really? See, I heard they were just there. I didn't know there was a love.
No. Oh. Hold on, Ann. I got a picture here. We're trying to get up on our website today. Well, Bruce Willis has maneuvered Lindsay Lohan's pants far enough down in the back by her ass that you can see a tattoo on her right cheek.
Really?
And the tattoo says La Bella Vista.
Right.
And what that means is the beautiful view.
Mm-hmm.
The beautiful view.
Attention, attention. Lindsay's pants are down. So. Lindsay's pants are down. And then they went up to his suite.
Yes.
Really?
They did. We'll have that on the website. And Ellen DeGenitals, sexy cervix is now polyp free.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
That's right.
I like Ellen. I hope she stays on TV for a long time.
Yeah, I hope she was able to get the treatment that I had thrown out there a couple of days ago with her hot-looking girlfriend from the OC.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, I just hope and pray that Portia de Rossi is assisting Ellen any way she can.
That's one, and that's two.
One more.
And just one more, and oh, that's good.
Anything Mr. Rossi does with Ellen is okay with me.
What does Michael Jackson's judge have to say?
Who else have you blabbed to?
Hey, everybody.
That judge is angry at the Michael Jackson case.
It's a gag order.
Yeah. And Buzz, is there anything about that yet?
Not a thing.
Not a thing. No. Oh, crap.
What did you say?
He said not a thing, Your Honor.
Say that again.
Not a thing.
Don't cuss.
We didn't cuss.
You are a lot of trouble.
You might say that.
Send me a bill.
Okay. Your Honor.
Well, he's yours.
Who?
You, Rob. Speedwack. I hate you. I hate your big, fat, bald head. Ass.
Hey, that sounds like Robert Mailman.
It certainly does.
It's really Colette Harris. Okay, let's do the bumper thing. We'll come back. We'll find people for the hard-soft.
Yeah.
Hard-soft game. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
We've shared a lot in the 24 years we've been meeting here each evening, and before I say goodnight this night, I need to say thank you. Thank you to
Bill O'Reilly,
with whom it's been my honor to work over these years, and a deeply felt thanks to
O'Reilly.
It has been a privilege, and one never taken lightly. Not long after I first came to the anchor chair, I briefly signed off using the word
Bill O'Reilly.
I want to return to it now in a different way.
Bill O'Reilly.
And to
Bill O'Reilly.
For the CBS Evening News.
Bill O'Reilly.
Dan Rather reporting.
Bill O'Reilly.
Good night.
Oh, man. How about the Michael Jackson judge?
Bend over.
Oh, wow. That's
noted Caucasians, Don Geronimo and Michael Mera.
We tried.
You look like the vermin-ridden son of a bitch you are.
He's a tough judge. He sure is.
Buzz.
Yeah. That's still nothing, Buzz. I guess, you know, here's what I'm thinking.
What are you waiting to happen? I mean, the testimony continues, but
I'm waiting, I guess, for 2:30 West Coast time, 5:30 our time, right, about 45 minutes. When, from everything that I had read on the internet and heard on TV, the judge can get his dander up and can say, you know, listen to me now, you sick kid toucher. Mm-hmm. You were an hour and 10 minutes late today.
Now, if he said that, Don, it would be a mistrial.
Yes. Well, here's the judge again.
Well, now that we got that cleared up.
Yeah, we did, Judge.
We'd like to ask you some questions.
So like, that'll happen at 2:30.
Why were you late today?
That's not strictly true.
Right, and then, you know, off to jail with you.
No, I don't think we'd take too kindly to being arrested, mister.
Ah, yeah, he's going to come down on him. Well, the judge has rescinded his arrest order, the bench warrant, and he's instructed the jury not to hold against Michael the fact that he showed up in pajama bottoms and sandals.
Forget it then. I'm going to stop asking you about
it. You know what you have in common with the accuser in the Michael Jackson case?
Would Michael Jackson put his hand in Brandon Fan's?
No, well, I don't know.
I didn't think we were going to talk about that.
one kidney. And he says Michael kept plying him with alcohol after the wine. He said there was vodka and whiskey and rum and
just like I've done with you in the past.
He told Michael, he said, I've only got one kidney. I'm not supposed to drink. And
with the full knowledge that you had one kidney, I plied you with alcohol.
Said that to Mike O'Mara.
Yeah.
And I just kept making him drink.
Right.
Down in Nashville.
Everyone knows.
No means no.
I'm sorry. Here, have another one.
Everyone knows a 12-year-old shouldn't drink if they only have one kidney.
That's
absolutely
right.
Absolutely.
Right, Judge?
Get on your horse.
Now, let's set this up.
Yes, Harden's off.
Excuse me. Set up this game. Harden's off. And this is a game where you're the audience, and I know you're going to love this on so many levels. You're the audience who don't get to play the game, still have a chance to screw it up so these other people have a harder time to win the game.
Okay.
Let's play it to you right now. We'll let, I think, four people play at one time.
All right.
First, let's meet each of them. Oh, and Rob, at some point I'm going to need to conference four of these together.
Yeah,
all right, let's start right here with whoever's on this phone. Hi, what's your name?
Wright.
Wright is your name?
Name, please.
Phil.
Phil Wright.
Phil?
Yes.
Phil.
Phil,
okay.
Connor?
Phil, are you Phil?
And yeah. Okay, and Phil, thanks a lot.
He's out.
Yeah. That's just as well. That was a DA.
Where is my doo-doo?
There it is.
Where's your doo-doo? My doo-doo.
Send me a bill.
Okay, I'll send you the bill.
Thanks, Duke.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Hi there. Are you on a hard line?
I am.
Beautiful. And do you have a cell phone in your
hand? In my
hand. Okay.
Well, what's your name?
Diana.
Diana, stand by for action. I'll come back to you in a moment.
Very good.
Let's go to this line, see who this is. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who is this?
Kenny.
Kenny, where are you from?
Indianapolis.
Kenny, are you on a hard line?
Yes, I am.
Cell phone in your hand?
It's right there.
Hold on, please.
Very good.
And here's our, well, you stay just three players. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
What's your name, sir?
Paul.
Paul, where are you from, Paul?
Ontario. Canada.
Okay, now don't be afraid to say that.
Yeah,
be proud.
Don't be afraid to say that.
Paul, you're going
to
be able to pay attention. This is a game we're playing.
I got it. I'm in.
I mean, are you focused, Paul?
I am totally focused.
Are you on a hard line?
The hardest line.
Okay. Let me put you on
hold.
He's
going to be trouble. I'm
sorry. Now, Rob, conference all of these people together, please.
I hope I don't disconnect the guy from Canada.
Come on,
man.
Come
we
on.
All
I'm
do.
Screw up my new game here.
Yeah, don't screw up the game.
All right, so let's see. We have Diana, Kenny, and Paul.
I'm here.
Okay, are you all there?
Yes.
Diana, you're here.
I am.
Kenny, you're here.
Yes.
Paul.
Yep.
Now, here's the game.
Paul's trouble.
Paul?
I'm good.
Yeah, I don't think you're good, Paul.
I am.
But you're going to get to try. The game is hard and soft.
Hard.
Now, you're playing for the trip to Fort Myers, Florida from DeltaVacations.com. Not until I tell you, but when I tell you, each of you will call a friend of yours on your cell phone, and we will hear you call them on your cell phone, and we will hear you say to them, in order for me to win a contest, you must call the Don and Mike request line at 877-365-3636. We will keep each of you on the line live as we take calls from other listeners. Whichever one, and you can't give your friend a heads up on this. You understand what I'm saying? So right now, each of you, while we're on the telephone, dial a number into your cell phone and call a friend of yours. Right now. for the people on the phone, I'm talking now, Diana, Kenny, and Paul.
You're having them dial a friend.
Call a friend right now.
They're going to get the friend on the cell phone right now as they're on the hard line.
I had contest on the Don and Mike show.
See, so here's Diana who has reached her friend.
Hi, I've reached my husband.
Okay. Hey, Tom.
And that sounds like Paul.
On the Don and Mike show.
Oh, okay. But I could win a trip to Florida.
Okay.
Now, here's what you have to do. Tell each of them.
Are they all, do they all have to get through their friend?
Yes. Here's what we have to find out first.
No, you got to hang on with me.
Diana.
I'm here.
Diana, who will you be playing with?
My husband, Greg.
Okay, your husband, Greg.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Kenny, who will you be playing with?
I'm working on it right now. Not too many friends around.
Kenny doesn't
Hold
have
on.
A friend.
Kenny can't find a friend.
Kenny cannot call a friend.
On the show, they're calling me, Diana.
But Paul, Paul, you've reached your friend?
I have.
Hold on, what did you say? On the show, we're calling her Diana? Yes. Why is that? Did you want
to use that? Because my name is Deanna, and it's just easier for me to say Diana.
Oh, okay. Oh. And Paul in Ontario.
Yes.
Paul, do you have someone on your line?
I do.
And who is that?
His name is Tom. He's my brother.
Tom, your brother. Okay.
Brother Tom!
And now let's go to Kenny. Have you been able to call anybody on your cell phone?
I'm working on it right now.
I'm in there.
And Kenny, I'm going to tell you something, Kenny.
All right.
You are...
One more try.
Okay. Last chance for Kenny.
Who are you trying, Kenny?
I'm trying my buddy Joe.
Your buddy Joe.
Joe.
Sounds
Joe.
Promising.
That's a name that's always worked for us.
Yes.
Joe. Okay, come on, Kenny.
All right, it's ringing.
Of course
it's ringing now.
Of course it's ringing. You'll get right to voicemail, probably. And Kenny, any luck?
It's Kenny. Still available.
What?
Getting them now.
Oh, they're getting him. They're now. Getting him now.
Yeah.
All right, then we'll give Slow Kenny a chance.
Slow Kenny
to catch up.
Hey, Joe, I need you to do me a favor.
The 1 in 3 shot hit this.
I'm trying to win a radio contest.
Okay.
Call the number for me.
All right, so Kenny's got his friend Joe.
Now,
Paul's got his brother, and
now
Diana's got her husband.
All three contestants, stand by for your
800.
Hold on, shut up. That's not the number.
All right.
We're gonna have you call a number, and the first one to get
through
wins.
Now,
hold on a second. They're gonna give me a number. I'll give it to you.
I got a pen and paper.
They're all focused.
All three of you at the same time will tell your person to call
877-365-3636.
Can I get him to call the Canadian line?
Yeah.
Right. Or Canadian guy?
Or Canada guy, 800-636-1067.
Do they call right now, don't I, Mike?
Yes, they call right now.
Call right now.
Call right now. And here's the deal.
Call right now.
We're going to ask all of our other listeners to call right now as well for a phone scan.
Okay.
Yes, get in their way.
Yeah, drop me. Call in.
Yes, that's what you have to do immediately. They must immediately hang up with you and try to call us.
Right.
Now.
Got it.
Tell them to do it and be gone.
All right.
Get them off the phone.
Call now. Phone jeopardy.
And what we do is we keep the three of you now on the line until one of your people manages to get through.
First one to get through
wins the trip to Florida.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, you're calling your friends, your spouses will be calling at the same time as all the other little brains.
Right.
And incidentally, if they're calling right now, they're going to get nothing but busy signal because the little brains are calling on every one of the lines.
And don't attempt to cheat on this because it's very simple. We will get the inside phone numbers from Diana, Kenny, and Paul to verify that you indeed are the person you say you are.
So don't
attempt to screw it up.
You are correct, sir. What, Buzz?
I was just going to say, do have to get through all the little brains who are trying to call and tell us what chronic is.
Yes. And, you know, whatever it is that you LBs want to talk about.
Right.
Go ahead and do it.
Right.
But the point is, while you're calling, we're going to have all three of these people, Diana, Kenny, and Paul, on these super secret lines.
Uh-huh. And whoever gets through first, Diana's husband, Kenny's friend Joe, or Paul's brother,
he wins.
They win the trip to Fort Myers.
They win the trip to Fort Myers.
Cool.
And, of course, the reason for you out there to call is...
You're fine.
I mean, you are, little brains. Call, it's a regular phone scan.
Now, we've got these three on hold. Are they going to let us know when their friend gets through?
Oh, no, see, here is the beauty of this.
We're going to take the calls.
Yes, we do.
Yay. Right.
And eventually, one of them will say, now, do we remember that?
I have... you can say, identify...
Sure.
They should identify themselves, and we can tell them all this. Identify yourself as Diana's husband, Kenny's friend Joe, or Paul's brother.
Well, I'm sure they'll say... What, Rob?
Brother Tom.
Brother Tom. I'm sure they'll say...
Oh, that's right, Tom.
I'm sure they'll say whatever they're going to say.
And Greg is Diana's husband.
And we'll figure it out when we get back. And everybody calling, remember, every time that we take a call from someone else and you get on the air for the phone scan, that means, well, these people don't win.
Yes.
And if we get to the end of the phone scan and these people don't get through, then I guess some random caller will get this.
Oh, cool. So you're trying to block them.
That's right. See? And it's really a question of... Well, it's like American Idol. Uh-huh. You know, you just call and vote.
Yeah, and it's a question of making it, struggling through the herd.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's like American Idol. You call and then you vote. And then, you know, the guy that you think should get blown out doesn't get blown out. And then the girl who's like Barbara Streisand, she's there. She's there. I mean, you can't figure it out.
The phone company gets rich.
Michaela. So everybody understands this.
Sorry, Travis.
I think so. So we're now going to put Diana, Kenny, and Paul on hold.
Good.
Sorry.
So stand by, players.
On hold?
On hold.
Players. Good luck to Diana, Kenny, and Paul.
And now, you know, Joe, before we do this, hit that master button that clears out all the phone lines.
Oh, so, you know, actually, one of them might have even gotten through, but now we're going to wipe them all out.
They might have. And we'll just, okay, now unhit it, Joe.
Unhit it.
Because right now it looks like dead. All right, so all of those phone lines have just been cleared.
Mm-hmm. And they're being reactivated as we speak.
Let's check with Diana first.
Three shots. Keep trying.
Hold on. Diana, what, Joe?
They blew up.
What do you mean they blew up?
When I use that button, when there's that much traffic, they can be blown up.
The phone
lines? I have to reset them.
So what? You're killing...
Well, they're ringing now.
Like you're killing our show.
They're ringing now.
I didn't quite understand that.
They're ringing now.
Well, my screen is frozen up.
Yours is?
Yeah. It's simply a reset. It'll be fine.
Yeah. Simple reset.
Okay, that's all. Joe will reset.
You know, we'll start the calls after the break. Let's just check with Diana. Diana? Hello, Diana?
It's working great. Diana, are you there?
Are you guys touching anything back there?
Joe, when you reset the phones, does it reset the analog lines as well?
Yes.
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 Do we have a phone number to get to our contestants?
Oh. Did you just hang up on all the people that are on the phone playing the goddamn game, Joe?
Okay, look.
It said master switch.
Yes, okay, the other phones are working now, but what about these?
The people that we have on hold, Diana, Kenny, and Paul.
Hello, Paul?
Hello.
Okay, Paul is still there. Thank goodness. And let's see. Kenny?
Yep.
Okay, he's still there.
Good.
And Diana?
I'm here.
Oh, thank God. Oh, what a relief.
All right, Joe. What? Okay, all right, hold on a second. Hit one of these lines.
Yeah, let's see if it works.
No, it says, no, it's not. No, the phone system is not operating, Joe. What are you doing?
He's resetting.
Touch screens for guys with big Fred Flintstone hands like we all have.
Right.
They're the worst.
This is why.
And now we're back to the goddamn weather bug.
This is why we could never work at Benning.
Why do we have a weather bug on that touch screen?
I don't know.
For the weather.
You
almost sound like Kirstie Alley there.
Chocolate cake.
You see that commercial she does?
Yeah.
You chocolate cake.
It's
the Florida hair.
What, Diana?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just telling my husband to keep trying.
Keep trying, yes. Yes, tell him not to lose faith.
Right. Oh, I see. But hold on. Is he using a hard line to call us?
Does it work?
Because I was saying...
That's fine, right? That's legal?
Yes, that's acceptable.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay.
Whatever works. Joe, we're going to check these lines to see if they're working. Okay?
Call number to
there we go. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, did I make it on?
Who is this?
Yeah, that's all we care about. The lines are working.
Oh, yeah. That could have been somebody.
Oh, might have been.
Oh, you trickster, you.
Might have been somebody.
So, wouldn't be any fun if it was the first person through.
So let's see. Diane, hold on. So if everybody gets this, it's Diana, Kenny, and Paul.
I'm thinking that might have been Paul's brother, Tom.
Brother Tom!
Are you thinking what I'm thinking? Yeah.
Hey, did I make it through? Hey, I'm stupid!
We'll be right back and give away the trip, I hope.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Papa's still in the factory, 'cause he don't know what time it happened to be. La da 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 da.
What you got in the basket, gorgeous?
I got a little bunny rabbit which I've taken to my grandma's to have, see?
Wow, not a bad pair of stems for a rabbit.
Yeah!
Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Rob, what? I hate you. I hate your big fat boss head. Ass.
There we go.
Could make me feel.
That's Colette.
Blissfully nude. Don and Mike.
Right, right. Michael Jackson is in court again.
Yes.
Here's his judge.
Seems to be the idea.
Yeah, the judge we have determined is very harsh.
But I'll decide this one.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Judge.
Yeah, thanks, Judge.
Judge Melville.
And,
if Alan, this is true, you have my sympathy.
He can be soft, though, as you hear.
Alan Melville.
Hey, how are you, Arch?
Sam the Butcher. Sam the Butcher on the Brady Bunch.
I'm Sam the Butcher.
And also on Archie Bunker's
Place. Maybe I'm not so inclined.
Point of order, Archie. Alan Melvin.
Oh, that's right.
All right.
Thanks. All right. Moby Dick Herman Melville.
Right.
Right.
Thanks, Maxie Me.
Yeah. You wanted to know the full side of the spectrum with Austin Powers and Dr. Evil?
Yes.
Maxie Me is Rob. And Mike Myers is right in between him and Minnie Me.
Isn't that right, Judge?
Oh, this is the way it's going to be.
Here we go. He's getting slightly more aggravated.
We're taking phone calls now. Is the way it's going to be.
Don't you have something to do?
Yes. It's a phone scam.
I wouldn't make it a habit calling me that, son.
Yeah.
And you call 877-365-3636, keeping in mind that while you're calling, here's Diane, or Deanna.
Diana.
Deanna. Is it Deanna?
I'm here, yes.
Okay, is your husband still trying to call?
I sure hope so.
Okay, hold on a second. And Kenny.
Yeah.
Is your friend, your brother, who's calling for you, Kenny?
Kenny's buddy Joe.
Friend Joe.
Buddy okay,
Joe.
Hold on a second. We'll get back to you. And then there's the guy in Ontario, hello. Canada, Paul.
How's your brother Tom doing, Paul?
I'm sure. I'm hoping he's calling you.
Brother Tom. Okay. Tom. Let's ask Judge Wheeling of Brother Tom.
I thought that's what it was.
What, in Canada? Correct.
Well, we ain't going in looking guilty.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Right, Judge.
Young fella. If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Oh, he's getting mad now.
Okay, phone scan. If one of those people's relatives or friends gets through on the phone scan,
right,
they win the trip to Florida. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Good night, Mano.
Don and Mike, it's Doug. I'm not who you're looking for.
Okay. Well, hi, you're on the air.
But what can we do for you? Any particular reason? Were you calling just to block those people out?
Pretty much, and I'm sitting on the beltway in dead traffic.
Good job.
All right, thank you, my friend.
You
hello,
can do that.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, phone scan. Hi.
Yes, I was just hearing all this stuff about this contest. It's just, it's making me feel, you know, really blue.
Hey, this is not the place you call with the blues, okay? Change your shirt.
Change your shirt. Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike, yes. How are you doing?
He will even allow that at this early juncture of the phone scan. Well, all right, Buzz, if you demand it,
No, it's
it,
the rule.
No, Buzz.
It's Buzz that cut that guy loose. We have rules for
a reason. You demanded it, and you dumb man. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Richard in Dale City, Virginia.
You're Richard in Dale City, Virginia?
Yeah.
Hi, Richard.
Yeah, Dick, what can we do for you?
Nothing.
Why'd you call, Richard?
Mike, I hung up on him.
Oh, dear.
But you know that now because you heard the sound. It reminds me, I'm watching the Rich Eisen show in Philadelphia, and he goes, "Hey, Dick." And Rich Eisen said, "I hope that's a term of endearment." And Hugh Douglas said something like, "Yeah, well, you know, it's Richard, Rich. I'm just cutting it down."
You think he was working him a little bit?
How you doing, Dick? God, and Dick Eisen.
And Rich Eisen didn't really really cotton to that, did he?
No, he didn't ad-lib well with that.
No.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike?
Yes, hi.
Hey. Did you happen to watch American Idol? You know that Jenna Chastain. Did you notice how her mustache is off? You know, Mr. Beard right before she got.
Hold on. Which one is she?
The little 17-year-old black gal. She had.
I didn't notice that she had a mustache. Notice she had a mustache.
Ask Joe. He even noticed it.
Okay, I'll ask Joe. Doesn't
matter now because she's gone.
American Idol expert Joe.
She's gone.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, I don't give a damn how y'all are doing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I have a question for you guys, though. Yes. Do y'all still play the big lie, or is that not allowed in the new FCC age?
Oh, come on, get out of here. We do it all the time, please. Hello, you can lie anytime. This is America.
We're lying now.
All we care about are our breasts and buttocks and genitals. That's all we care about. You can lie all the time.
That's right. We're lying now.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, this is Michael Jackson. I'm sorry I missed my court appearance. I was examining the prosecution's next witness.
A dumbass amateur.
There's the judge. He doesn't like that.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
I'm just calling to block those other people.
Yeah, see, and still no luck for these people with the contest going
Thank
on.
Thank you, Northern California.
Hello. Negatory, Mike.
Oh, that you didn't have to say that. No. Just, you could have just humored me, Don.
Okay,
you
Mike.
Know, really.
All
just
right.
Let me hate. Please.
It was not only in the area code, it was right in downtown Sacramento.
Thank you very much.
Right downtown, right by that theater we played at.
I knew it.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Oops. Hello, you are on the air. Oh, my God, it's us. It's us on the radio.
It's a challenge for some people.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hey, this is Diane's husband.
This is not Diane's husband.
First of all, it's Diana.
No, it's Diane. I just call her Diane.
What? No. What's your first name?
Debbie.
Wrong. What's your first name?
Let me just double check.
Barbara?
If I could take him to Florida, sure.
Oh, really?
Deanna, this is... Oh, look at Buzz, Mr.
There
Swing.
You go. Oh,
yeah. That's Cock of the Walk stood up.
This guy's funny. Hi, you might remember me as Diana's husband.
All right, hold on, Diana, and you come on, get out of here.
I'm Diana's husband, and we're flying away together.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Phone scan.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
God. Hello? Please, everybody, no, you're killing us with that. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I just wanted to wish those people good luck because I'm sitting here at work on all three lines calling your show because if I can't go to Florida, they can't go to Florida.
See, there
Aren't
you
sweet?
Go.
Yeah.
Now, hold on. If you mentioned you're at the office, I want to ask you something.
Yes.
Because very rarely do I go from any feedback that anybody gives us because, you know, who the hell knows what they do on this show.
Right.
But the webmaster tells me that in the last 2 days, we've got, from across America, seriously, over 1,000 emails with people right. saying, please stop playing the sound effect of the email thing. Does that bother you in your office?
No. Actually, I think that when you hang up on them, you should do like a door slam to give it more of an effect.
But does that sound that Don just played, does that bother you?
Every once in a while, I check my computer to see if I got email. But,
yeah, you should okay. anyway, really.
Yeah.
But I look and I think, oh, no, just the show.
I can imagine people that really do rely on email for their business. It would probably drive them insane. Now that I'm thinking of it, because every time I hear that, you know, I bounce into the office to see what's going on.
We're just helping.
I think of the people in the cars, though. That's
right.
Who I think about is the hard workers in their cars.
Right.
They can't get email in their cars.
The hard workers in the cars. The people that are actually coming home early, right?
Yeah. No, Mike, not coming home early. The people who maybe go to work early.
Ah, yes, mm-hmm. yes.
People who hold this country together.
Yes. From Northern California.
Not with your Playboy nightclub hours. You and your Cat 09 tails.
My Playboy hours.
That's right.
Playboy after dark.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Nighttime is the right time, Don.
Well, you love the nightlife.
I love the boogie.
On the disco round.
Hi.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yes, we are. Hi.
Yeah, I hate you all.
Hate us all?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, you're listening and you're calling.
No, I love you guys.
Yeah, no.
Hey, I thought so.
We hate you.
Listen tomorrow.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hi
I'm
there.
I'm the topic of American Idol. I was wondering what you all think about Michaela.
You mean the Streisand girl?
Yeah, I think she looks like a man dressed as a woman.
I think she is odd looking.
I want to tell you this about
her. She got the bunny eyes.
When they showed the tapes of her auditioning, and I know she's like 16, so I don't want to creep anybody out.
Why?
She's hot. She's hot, and I think that...
Don't you think she got bunny eyes?
I don't know. Like, I think it's the lips.
Her eyes are...
I have a hard time looking at her eyes, frankly, because of her nose.
But she's got...
I mean, she's got that Barbara Streisand nose thing, and her eyes almost get that cross-eyed thing going.
Yeah, and they're so small, they look... What's that?
They're not crossed?
Rob, I believe they are.
No,
you're not the expert on everything, Rob.
What?
Too much eye makeup.
Oh, my God.
I like the country girl.
Him and cross-eyed.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'll tell you who I like.
I like the country girl.
I like the girl that sang the Otis Redding song. She had on Green. Oh, Try a Little Tenderness.
Yeah, she's good.
Continue. That's the winner.
It's going to be between her and the country girl for the finals. I think that the rocker, Bo, is going to go to the finals.
And if anybody was watching last night in high def, Constantine's teeth are absolutely an off shade of yellow vomit green.
He is not a pleasant guy to look at.
Boy, that guy just looks like a booger waiting to be picked.
Good luck to you, Ashton.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello there. I need Rob to sign off on a patent for me.
A patent on what?
The Spiwackamole.
Hey, hello, Don and Mike show. Still no one's gotten through for this contest, not Diana or Kenny or Paul. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey,
Buzz is definitely the least tragically white. I hate you guys for not knowing what chronic is. I'm going skateboarding.
All right. Okay. Protect your knees.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi, I'm Tom from Buffalo, and I'm just trying to block everybody else.
Rob's got a sound for you.
I love that the people that are blogging this out.
Sea blockers.
You know, we can continue this.
Call
even after the phone scan. We're still with the first person to get through, but it's fun with everybody trying.
I don't even when Rob hits E above high C when he does that.
Yeah. High C.
High C.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
I'm calling from Sacramento.
And for that, thank you. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, gentlemen, I have a question for Rob.
Hold on, let's ask John Wayne, excuse me.
Let's ask Judge Melville.
As my Mexican friend said.
What is his Mexican friend
said? I just got a whole bunch of new tapes,
dying
though.
To know.
I just got a whole bunch of new tapes.
Has he finished that thought?
I'm going to remind you of it every single minute of every day and night.
He's talking about something we're not sure, Judge Melville.
Hurry it up. We're burning daylight.
Yeah, we are.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what about Rob?
Yes, I was wondering, is Rob still a Caprice man?
Yeah.
Yeah, you see, but Rob, do you own one?
Yes, matter of fact, I just did a significant amount of work on my Caprice.
Okay.
Congratulations,
Caprice Classic.
Fine automobile.
Listen, you can find out more about that at maxime.com.
And he's wearing Caprice.
So, Don and Mike Show. You know, not only a great name for you, but also a great name for a feminine product.
I'm just picturing Rob in a gray Mayru jacket right now.
Maxime.
And we put the fake scar.
I had to delete out what happened to you, but good luck on that.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, but you're not winning anything.
Oh, darn.
He's a winner.
No, I think most likely his I gotta be careful. His area is the winner. His stomach is
well, yeah, that can be. I mean, sometimes you can have one that is so good that you feel
good
that way.
Yeah. And yeah. Also, it's lucky that it happened in that order.
Right.
Yes.
Because if he hadn't gotten out of the car yet,
it'd be like the scene from Jackass.
Right.
I don't know why that movie's on
the lottery ticket.
You and that movie.
I know.
And
see, we had to hit the dump button. And there you go. That's all you need to know. Is that a guy called and it was a story about a lottery ticket?
Was it Mark Addy?
Having a good day. Yes, it was. And then
he never makes it.
Going to the bathroom.
Yes.
Which apparently all happened right at the same time for that guy.
Well, usually everything happens at once for me, too.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Maryland sucks. Kentucky rules. Woo!
Yes, it's Final Four time. I couldn't be more excited.
Catch it. Catch it.
It's the FIVA.
FIVA. Hello, Don and Mike Show. FIVA.
Madness.
FIVA.
We go down to Dream Nightclub for all sorts of cheerleaders from the ACC have gathered.
What can we do for ye?
Don and Mike.
Yes.
When's the big voice coming back?
Maybe never. You never know.
Leave the driving to us. That reminds me of the ACC tournament today. My kid's school, Clemson, beat Maryland, beat those choking dogs again.
So they will continue.
Yeah, they will move on. And, you know, what was I going to talk about him the other day? I remember he is doing he's a communications major now.
Right.
There's a shock.
Right.
And had to do a speech about the FCC.
Ooh.
And it was a speech where he couldn't give any actual opinion.
Oh.
He just had to quote other people,
just like real life.
State the case. And as he was telling me about this speech and what he presented to his professor into the class, I was getting mad at him.
Yeah.
Because it
he was
seemed
being too objective?
Yes, he was like, I said, hold on, stop. Because he's telling me something he said about Fox Broadcasting taking on the FCC. I said, Bart, the problem with this is that the FCC will not say what's right and wrong. They will only say, do it, and we'll tell you when it's wrong.
Right.
There's no grace. He said, Dad, I know. And that's what the FCC is saying. And I guess that's what they're coming out and saying now to these people. Listen, there is a lie. Well, it's everything we've been through a thousand times.
Yes.
But it's funny that the battles that we have fought on the show, now my kid's down there, and so I said to him, you know, not that I'm looking for anything, but I said, you know, you happen to mention in your speech, you know, I'm certainly not, Marie Antoinette, you know, cutting someone's head off, let them eat cake. I'm not a big free rights,
free speech.
I am for free rights, free speech. I'm for free pizza on Tuesdays.
You almost slipped there.
Almost.
You almost let your true colors come through there.
Almost.
You know, I am against any type of rights for humanity.
Well, I had my way. But I did say, you know, I'm not a champion of free speech, but, you know, gosh, Uncle Mike and I have been fined by the FCC before, and unfairly, I believe. Did you bring that up in class? And just absolutely. No, why would I do that?
I guess he couldn't do that because he'd lose his objectivity.
No, I said you could do that. And he said, yeah, but I would just say that you and Mike got fined by the FCC. I said, right, and then you would say that it's not fair. And he said, I can't say
that. Then he'd
fair.
Get an F on that because right. It sounds to me, is it a broadcast journalism class? Because it sounds to me like
yes.
they're teaching him objectivity and how to report and cover something without, you know, really taking one side or the other.
And then I think tonight his
TV. Crazy.
His TV.
it is, isn't it?
Yeah. His student access TV show is on tonight.
Oh, cool.
So I guess it's whatever Thursday night is the night when kids do this. And I said to him, you know, what's your show like? And it's funny you mentioned the movie Jackass, because every time he told me what he and his friend had done for this TV show that'll run on the in-campus thing,
right?
Everything he told me, I said, well, that sounds like Jackass. He said, it's nothing like Jackass. I said, wait a minute. You're putting on a big, gigantic suit, and you're running into a store, and you're saying awful things just to see people's reactions. Dad, it's not like Jackass.
Yeah. Isn't it more like Bonsai?
Bonsai!
Visa, betting again. Quick, betting again now.
Betting to end now.
Bonsai!
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
I am caller 100.
Get out of here, please. Hello, Don and Mike show. Anyway, about my kid, sometimes he just flips me out that he will be 20.
Yeah.
He'll be 20 years old in 2 weeks. And maybe he's finally turning the corner. I mean, our discussions that we're having recently are much more almost man on man.
No, he's growing up, and you know, he's probably a lot of things that he rolled his eyes about, he's probably seeing now make sense.
Mm-hmm. Not necessarily.
No?
Not necessarily.
Yeah, he's sure. Just more, well, then I'm confused.
He's more pleasant to chat with. You know, we still have our discussions about what time he would get up in the day,
right.
And what he's doing. And
there more respect now?
Yes, there is.
Yeah.
Yes, there
yeah.
is.
Because, I mean, that's the timetable, usually. That's when I started, I just started appreciating my folks more when I was in my sophomore year. I remember
right. I think it has a lot to do with, he's met a very nice girl.
And you bet your butt.
Absolutely.
That can make a difference.
Very nice girl. And I think next week sometime we're going to have to do like a Meet the Fockers thing. Right? Go through, meet her parents, or some crazy thing like that.
Yeah. Now, you know what, I was always, you know, obviously my kids are far away from that age when I'm going to have to deal with that, but have you ever just let the comedy gene go wild and think about what you might do just as a pure goof if you had to meet her parents?
Leave your Hawaiian shirt open.
Yeah, just put a Hawaiian shirt on a plaid jacket, you know, and just like...
I'm already sure that's the way that if I'm not being portrayed, that I'm positive my son is portraying me, or that I'm perceiving these people will see me as, because you know, the first thing they'll do is go to the website, and they'll, you know, and you know, of course they'll click on something like Us with Tom Gavin,
right?
And they go, well, I, you know, what is this?
Can I give you the outfit, just a suggestion?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take it from the shoes all the way up to the full outfit.
Okay,
all right? Zip-on boots, the little half boot that you zip on.
Oh, like the Larry King
yes. boots.
Okay, I'm with you.
The full Francis from Pee-wee's Big Adventure jumpsuit with the belt, you know, yeah. The blue belt that you have where it's a one piece like his father wore.
Looks like a work
with your initials
belt.
Monogrammed on it.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. then hair parted to the side with Elvis Presley sunglasses.
Okay.
Greetings.
Hi there.
How are you? Welcome to my home.
Either that or a blue blazer with an undershirt, pajama bottoms, and sandals.
Hi.
And I'm sure that whatever I say, it'll be, my perception is that they will view it as I'm Carrot Top.
Have you met right. this young lady yet?
No, I meet her, wow. I guess, next week sometime. Oh, and last night on Jay Leno.
Yeah, Jay Leno. Yeah, that's when we had telling the jokes last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Carrot Top.
Oh, it was Carrot
yeah.
Top?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, Carrot Top. Come on.
My friend Gallagher's not going to like that.
No. Yeah, can't tell Michael Jackson jokes, yeah.
How do you feel about that, Jay?
Yeah, well, yeah, I don't mind. Yeah, I got a car.
Jay Leno. Over
hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello. How you guys doing?
Laugh loud.
Sure, it's funny to you.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, listen, hey, it's Brother Tom.
Is this Brother Tom from Canada?
I'm calling from Ottawa.
What's your brother's name?
Schmo.
Oh, see.
See, the game is still going on. Hello, yeah, Don and Mike show.
Yeah. How you doing, Don and Mike? This is John from Ocean City.
Okay, come on, stop asking how we're doing.
Hey, Don, wonder if Buzz could, on the side, check out U.S. B as in boy, D as in David, T as...
Hold on. Yeah. Before you give out the website, what's the website for?
Oh, that's U.S. Beer Drinking Team.
Oh, we've seen it. We know the captain.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Tell Big Don to call for his own plug. Hello. Don and Mike's show.
Don and Mike.
I mean, he's welcome to. Big Don can call for the plug anytime.
Man, we don't just dole out free plugs on the show.
No, we don't.
You're always going to have a table waiting for you at Hank's Look Around Cafe.
St. Patrick's Day next week.
Right. Yeah, you're going to have to worry about getting a crowd that night.
Yeah.
Hello. Don and Mike's show.
Never hurts to be too careful, Don.
Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
This is the Marine that won the trip to Tampa last week.
Yes, sir.
I do not want no Mexico North crossing my borders.
You what?
You don't want no what?
No Mexico North crossing my borders.
I think he would be protesting that we have a Canadian in the competition.
Listen, no one's winning yet. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi. Didn't Rob get his start with you guys doing Jimmy Stewart imitations on call-ins?
Yes.
Can you do one for us?
No, thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yes.
Don, all you need to do is wear that outfit you have on the website with a little sailor hat, refer to yourself in the third person, and refer to yourself as Skippy.
Skippy don't play like that. That's pretty good.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Yeah, did you wash your ass today?
Hello, Don and Mike.
This is the second time I've gotten through.
Oh, that's going to make our contestants feel really bad.
That's bad. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hey.
Hey.
I saw Don.
Joe was right about that hay thing. Don and Mike's show. Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
I wanted to know if Rob's going to use his Diners Club card when he goes to Atlantic City this weekend.
Okay, it's Players Club, not Diners Club. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
Hey.
Yeah.
No. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Yes, hello.
Is this Don and Mike?
Yeah, it is. Well, I hope you enjoyed the visit.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, want to talk to Don and Mike?
Yes.
Joe's not a name, it's an idea. Wait.
What's he doing?
I am not quite sure.
You know, he hung up before I could even
get the
number.
Happiness is a good cell phone. Wants to be in show business.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Guys on the radio, but you, because you're an idiot with a little brain, are listening to the radio.
Yeah, what can we do for you, sir?
I was wondering, have you guys ever seen The Ultimate Fighter on Spike Channel?
The Ultimate Fighter?
Yeah, it's a wonderful reality show.
I think someone's getting a headache. Hold on a second. You all right, Don?
Turn it off for a second. You know, really? Go to hell! I mean, I don't have a witty comeback for this guy.
The first rule of Fight Channel is don't talk about Fight Channel.
Okay, that's funny, Buzz, but I'm still too aggravated at this guy.
I understand.
Guy. People are calling and trying to get through to win this prize,
mm-hmm.
and we got some bonehead like you.
Well, that was the idea. Yeah, you told him to try to block.
I know, but now I'm tired of all the blocking.
We knew
too
that
much,
would happen.
Too much blocking.
We still do not have Diane or Kenny or Paul's contacts calling us. No.
What were you calling about fighting championships?
He's gone. Ultimate Fighter on the Fight Channel.
He hung up.
Man.
I show a little emotion, they hang up.
Yeah, I know. You told him to go to hell.
Cowards.
And so he went.
Friggin' cowards.
Well, Don said go to hell. You can get right on that, sir. He's halfway there.
Diana?
I'm here. I think he may have hung up on my husband.
Why? What'd he say?
He said, hi, it's with Don and Mike.
Oh, really? Well, that's stupid.
I know.
He blew it then. Is he still trying?
I think so.
He should keep trying.
He should be. Hold on a second. We're not giving away
the thing he should say is, I'm Diana's husband.
Hello, right. Kenny?
Yeah.
Is your friend still trying, your brother or whoever it is?
I guess he is.
That'd be Joe? I mean,
Joe.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go back to Paul in Ontario. Paul.
Hello.
Is your brother Tom still trying, Paul?
I hope so.
All right.
So do we.
Hello, Don and Mike show. We go back to the LBs. Hello.
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 How you doing?
Oh my God! Please. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hello.
Go ahead and laugh, Mike. I don't have the luxury of having a cake so that I can turn on the happy button.
I understand.
We could use that.
I wish I had the happy button.
I know.
Oh, Christ, I want the happy button.
I'll cheer you up, though. I can cheer you up. Right. I know exactly how to cheer you up.
I'm plenty cheered up.
I know how to cheer you up, though, even more.
All right, go.
There you go. It's one gesture that always works.
Hello.
Funny.
That really, Mike, when you did that, really makes me forget how dumb these calls are.
20 years that thing's been working.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
When you smell your fingers like that.
That's right.
That makes me forget how awful these calls are.
All you have to do is just, and really smell them. It's not funny if you don't. SB.
Hey, Buzz.
Wow.
Hey, Buzz with a joke.
Hey, pretty good.
Did you get that?
There you go.
Can't be that hungry.
Yeah.
I am. Why?
Who's the best?
Mine.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi. You are on the air.
How are you?
Come on. Don't screw it up, honey.
You know, we're
okay. What can we do for you?
I'm just calling to see if you guys are actually going to kill those poor schmucks anything if any of the family members come in.
Don't you have cell phones that really are like every other word?
Does anybody understand?
Don't make a big man.
You know, get the goddamn service that works. Now I'm getting mad.
The new scramble phone.
Hi. I just wanted to ask you guys if...
Hey, Mike?
Yeah. That worked.
Does it work when I smell my fingers?
No, but you've got a move that makes me laugh automatically, too. And you don't probably even know what it is.
What is it?
It's something you've been doing for you.
What is it?
About halfway during the time we were working together,
you
have to turn away. And do it. It's what you do for blind people.
Yeah, we love that.
That's mine. Automatic right there.
Hello.
Turn around, point your butt.
I'm Mike Show. Don and Mike, you've worked together 20 years. What makes you laugh? Well, when Mike smells his fingers.
And when Don points at his butt.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I'm the last caller on the phone scan.
No, you're not. No, you're not. No, you're not.
Phone scan.
No, you're not.
I think he went into summertime there, Rob.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
That's right.
Michael, how's the pony?
I can't hear anything. Oh. I can't hear something. There must be some, I believe we got an S block.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, how do you feel about Brett Favre returning for another year?
I'm ecstatic, sir. I'll meet you on the Ken Beatrice Show tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Call me in the office. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I'm excited.
Please hold for a message from the president.
On a bull or a shot. On a bull or a shot.
Okay, all right. End of the phone scan. This guy gets a prize.
That was good. Yeah.
Not the trip yet, but you get a prize. What's your name? Any idea?
Bob.
Where are you from, Bob?
Near Wichita.
Bob, you've got the iPod Shuffle, today's iPod Shuffle. Download 120 of your favorite songs, never ever hear them the same way, and $100 to spend on some iTunes. Thank you for listening.
Fantastic.
Hold on just a second. Now, this is where the fun aspect of this game comes into play.
Okay.
We are going to be, after the commercials here, talking to the guy in Las Vegas who's in the box.
Mm-hmm.
This guy name is Nathan Burton.
Okay.
He's like David Blaine. He's living in a clear box with seven chicks, seven showgirls. But he's actually in the box, and we'll be speaking to him. He's in the Desert Passage Mall. At the Aladdin Hotel.
Fantastic.
In Vegas.
Nice.
So while we're talking to him, Joe and Beth Ann will continue to answer all of the request lines.
And if Diane's husband, Greg, or Kenny's friend, Joe, or Paul's brother, Tom, get through...
They win the trip to
Fort Myers.
Fort Myers.
Once we verified.
So, Diana?
I'm here.
Okay, you are going to have to stay with us, honey.
Okay.
Hello?
Okay, I'm here.
Okay, have him stay on it. Hold on a second. Let's check with Kenny. Kenny?
Yeah.
Kenny, now can you stay on this?
I'm giving it a shot.
Okay, that's the winning attitude.
Yes, Kenny's had that winning attitude from the beginning.
I'd hate for you to get beaten by the Canadian. Paul?
Hello?
Are you going to stay with it, Paul? Give it the old Canadian try?
Absolutely.
Okay, there you go.
I hope all of their friends and family members are trying hard, Don.
That's what makes hockey night in Canada so great.
Absolutely, I miss hockey.
That get it done spirit.
Yeah.
Who is that, anybody?
That's the box.
Oh, the box.
Oh.
Well, that was the box on the phone. All right, well, we'll come back and talk to the box.
The box.
And maybe we'll get the winner in this contest.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Intern?
Extraordinary. Wouldn't I like to give her the old pork sausage? Hello, Jimmy Dean.
The Don and Mike Show.
What? I hate you. I hate your big fat boss head. Ass.
Thank you so much.
Hey, we used to be digging the horns, right?
Blah, blah, blah. That they are forever making pretend. Don and Mike.
Got it. Mick's got horns, and it's like a secret thing, though.
Yeah. The horns. Thing.
Yeah, the horns.
Ah, the horns.
The horns. Ah, the lemons.
Oh, yes, I watched you with the lemons.
Mike? Time for a winner.
Oh, we got a winner!
Once all of the LBs stopped calling during the commercial, somebody got through.
Oh, the suspense is killing me. Who could it be? I'm not kidding you this time.
Let's go first to Diana. Diana. Diana.
I'm here.
America has spoken.
But you're doing a secret thing.
Have a seat on the couch with Travis. You're out. Thank you for playing, Diana.
Thank you.
Diana.
Bye-bye.
And that means it's either Kenny from Maryland or Paul
from Canada.
Ooh. Guys.
Yeah. Hello.
How do you feel about your chances?
Hopeful.
Who said that?
That's Kenny.
Kenny. How about you, Paul?
Lucky.
Lucky? Hey, lucky. That's good. That's interesting.
Will you both please join me on the stage?
One to your left and one to your right.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Fellas, America has spoken. And, hello, Joey?
Hello.
Joey, who are you friends with?
Kenny.
Yeah.
Kenny's friend Joe made it through.
All right.
Winner. Kenny is the big winner.
Winner.
That's right. It's a big hard and soft game. Let me see who's who. Joey, how long had you been trying to call the show on behalf of Kenny?
You want me to be honest?
Yes.
I only made 3 calls because I'm pounding pies.
Pounding pies.
Yeah, are you making pizza?
I'm at work. Pizza pies, man. I got a couple down here with your name on it.
What's the name of your place? We'll give you a plug.
Rocco's Pizzeria in Annapolis.
Rocco's. She only tried 3 times and you got through.
Fantastic.
Way to go. Joe did a good job.
That's
and
good.
I guess Paul's brother didn't come through.
No. Once again, Canada comes
in
second.
You want some Canadian bacon on that pizza, right?
Yes.
Hey, there you go.
Joey, listen, hold on. We got a prize for you for calling. Hold on, please.
That's Fantastic. Joe from Rocco.
Thank you, Joey. And let's see, Kenny.
Yeah.
Oh, Kenny, my friend.
Here it is.
You know, I need some music. I need like some music to tell him about his prize. For God's sakes. Otherwise, we're going to have to play this again.
Don't play that.
We're going to play this again.
I apologize for my language.
Thank you.
How does it taste?
That's the one, right?
That's the one.
That's the Michael Jackson judge.
Yeah.
Here you go, Kenny. Congratulations. You have won our DeltaFlyAway.com FLA all the way trip. You want a trip airfare for 2 on Delta Airlines to Fort Myers, Florida. Your Deltification package includes an Avis rental car for 3 days, 3 nights, hotel accommodations at the Anapelican Bay, masterfully blending Mediterranean charm and old world hospitality. That's DeltaVacations.com/Florida.
I happen to know exactly where that is, and believe me, you are going to a beautiful spot. You're going to have a good time, Kenny.
Wife's going
to
love it.
All right. Thank you, Kenny. Well, I hate to see that. You know, I just hate to see a guy say something. My wife's going to love it.
Yeah, I know. I understand.
She'll find something wrong with it.
But that's just, thank you, buddy.
You would much rather have him say the wife's going to hate it.
That's right.
Thank you, Kenny. Then Kenny could have left without a sour taste in your mouth.
I'm still living with Double D.
Actually, the comment you're looking for is, too bad my wife won't be joining me.
And Paul?
Hello?
Paul, because you're from Canada? Paul?
Yep.
You are from Canada, aren't you?
I really am, yes.
Okay. Are you ready?
Oh, no.
You have one. Dial tone.
Oh,
dial tone.
My
dial tone.
God.
Dial tone.
It's exciting because I can't always get that in Canada.
They can't. Kenny, thank you, my friend.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Hold on a second. Thank you for listening to the show, and thank you to Delta.com. We'll give away another one of these trips next week.
Canadian winners of the Donna Mike Show will not receive consolation prizes.
Now, Guy in the Box update.
Nathan Burton.
Guy in the Box. We asked our listeners in Las Vegas to go out to this Desert Passage Mall at the Aladdin and check out Nathan Burton, who, like David Blaine, is living in a clear box.
Yes, with seven showgirls, though, which makes it a little more palatable.
You know, I didn't understand this when David Blaine did it, and we'll talk to him now. He's inside the box right now. Hello, Nathan.
Yes, I'm here.
How you doing, dude? Thanks for joining us.
Nathan.
Thanks for having me on.
You're in a clear box.
That is correct. I'm hanging over the mall right now in the shop of the Desert Passage right here at the Aladdin Hotel.
For how long?
The girls actually just got thirsty, and they ordered drinks from a bar right across the way.
Nice. Well, that brings me to a very logical question right up front. The girls ordered some beverages. What do you do when, you know, the beverages have run their course? How are you dealing with that?
I'm not actually drinking. I don't get any food or water. This is like 3 days prior to going in, I stopped eating or drinking.
Well, what about the show
What about the girls? Are they in the box?
Okay, let me give you a little info. The girls only do four-hour shifts.
A
total of 198 showgirls come through over the 7 years.
Okay, all right. Forget them. Now, let's just talk about you. How long are you going to be in the box?
How long am I in the box?
I mean, if the girls are
7 days.
Well, I know, how small is the box? How close is the combat?
But if the girls are rotated in every 4 hours,
the girls obviously aren't doing the challenge. It's Nathan that's doing the challenge.
I would never ask the girls to endure the pain and suffering. They just come in, beautiful, they wave, and it draws the crowd in, and I'm the one actually doing the endurance.
All right. Well, how big is the box?
How big is the box?
How big is their box?
It's 3 feet deep, 9 feet long, and 6 feet high.
That's a huge box.
Uh-huh. And if you guys got internet, you can actually see me on a webcam. I can actually wave to you.
Oh, well, I love that. Do we have internet, Buzz?
A little, sometimes. Like the Canadian dial tone, it's intermittent.
Do we have internet? Hold on, we're going to check.
Okay. How long are you planning on holding out for, Nathan?
I'm here until Tuesday, and then it gets lowered to a truck and then goes to L.A. And is going to open on a national show.
Where can we buy internet? What is your website?
It's Nathan,
Come on, we know how to spell Nathan.
Nathan what dot com?
It's Nathan, NINABOX.com.
Nathan in a box.
NathanInABOX.com.
Are you actually not, going to the potty or anything
that? You know what? I'm completely empty.
How long for a week you say you're going to be in the box?
You know what? Most people get dehydrated 4 to 5 days, and they actually die at that point. But I've had several nutritionists, and they helped me get through it. You can actually go as far as 11 and 12 days without food and water.
Would I be able to go to Vegas and bet on the odds that you would die?
You know what? You can almost bet on anything. You can get anything in Vegas. I mean,
Buzz?
Been to Vegas, you know.
What are some of the symptoms? How is it manifesting itself right now?
I'm not as chipper as probably I normally am. And I'm probably not as quick. You know what? We've had some really great conversations with the ladies. One of the ladies told me she actually had sex in the bathroom in the mall.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Hold on, we're looking at the website now. Oh,
I see you. We see you talking on the phone.
Oh, I see.
Who am I talking? I'm talking to you guys.
There you are.
Can you see the ladies? Do they need to stand up?
Do they need to stand up for us?
Anybody listening to the show now,
they need to stand up.
Should go to NathanInABOX.com and be able to see this guy talking to us.
They were having beverages. One had a margarita, the other one had a beer.
Well, they do four-hour shifts. They can stand up.
They can stand up. They can, showgirls.
Have them stand up, turn around,
So we really can't see the showgirls, Nathan.
So you are not.
There we go.
Yeah. So you're not like that other guy who was almost in a coffin. You're actually able to stand up, talk on the telephone, have these chicks walk around you, right?
It's I want to do something Vegas-y, If I'm going to be locked in a box for 7 days, I had two ideas, seven Elvis impersonators or seven showgirls.
I want to tell you something. This is cool. If you're by a computer right now,
it's very cool because it's kind of neat.
And if you're by a computer, you're going to think you had mail.
He's actually from Tijuana.
Go to NathanInABOX.com and you'll see him talking to us now live on the radio.
He's got a t-shirt on. He's wearing jeans.
Well, he's in the box now.
The t-shirt says I'm hungry on it.
And I bet you are at this point.
I am. I'm dying right now. But it's been a blast. It's
7 days.
The media attention's been great. Because I'm also on a reality show called The Entertainer with Wayne Newton. I was.
Oh, you were on The Entertainer with Wayne.
Wayne Newton. Then I got, got banged out on episode 5.
Winner. When you were talking to those nutritionists, if you went like 7 days without eating and then jumped out and had like a steak dinner, would it kill you?
If I jumped out and had like a Philly cheesesteak, I'd probably die.
Well, now, why is that? Why would you die if you ate?
I mean, your body's so used to, I mean, you come so gradually to do it fast. And if you just like, you know, you hit Taco Bell and you have a chalupa, forget it, you know, it would kill you.
Yeah. Now, are you able to, are you sleeping when you can?
The girls are only, they come in at 9 o'clock in the morning, they do 4-hour shifts, and the last shift ends at 1 a.m. So basically from 1 a.m. until 9 o'clock, I'm in there by myself, and I get one pillow, and I get to sleep. And all I got to do is put up with the people that walk through the mall and, you know, the drunk people coming in from a late
Who's
night.
Paying you for this, Nathan?
Yeah, who's bankrolling this?
Who's paying this?
Yeah.
The Desert Passage Mall is sponsoring, and the V Theater where I work, the V Ultimate Variety Show, and that's where I'm actually hanging. In front of, and I work there every night when I'm not in the box. And they gave me a portion of the money, but I'd say 80% of the money came from my own pocket.
Wow. Really?
So,
why?
The goal is, I've been an entertainer in Vegas for about 8 years as a specialty act, and I want to make the jump to the next level doing my own show, and it's called Reality Magic. It's like a live stage show.
Oh, please.
But I did on The Entertainer and The Big Illusions and Close-Up Magic.
Dude.
And we're talking to two hotels right now, and we're hoping to open it, or at least announce where I'm going to open it by the end of the stunt.
Wow. How cool is it to be locked up with babes?
You know what? I'm really coming in touch with the woman species. I mean, I've heard every story. You know, one girl had a book in here about why doesn't my boyfriend like me or something, and you know, I was like,
it's great watching you on the webcam.
I don't know if this is going to help your career one diddly squat. I doubt it, but it is incredibly fun to watch you on the internet in a box in Las Vegas with showgirls while we're doing this show.
You know, you know what? It's all about. It may not be a better, stunt or trick, but it's got a huge PR. CNN Headline News, did a whole thing on it. It was in the National Enquirer. So, I mean, for me, this is it's a chance of a lifetime.
Do you have any Wayne Newton stories for us?
You know what? I've done a million radio shows, and everybody, like, talks about Wayne and says stuff. You know, he's an amazing guy.
Oh, no fun.
You know what?
No dirt on Wayne?
I've talked to a million guys in boxes today, too.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, see you later.
Wow, okay.
Well,
I just disconnected.
Just hung up on him.
That was nice.
Didn't have time for that.
He's still on the phone, Don.
I know.
He's still talking to him.
Tell me what he's doing.
He's probably asking for you.
Well, see, the thing is, now, here's a question. I hope this is not too inside and too acid trippy about our delay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because we broadcast with almost 2 minutes of delay, what we're seeing on the internet, is that him talking to us 2 minutes ago?
No.
We look at the internet right now...
He's talking to us live. Nearly live, yeah, on the
hold
internet.
Hold on, is this him calling back?
Yeah, I see him dialing. So there's a slight delay, but very slight. Yeah, he feels...
The guy was okay, but Christ, is that going to change his life? It's not going to be like a career opener for him.
Well, you never know. He's waiting.
I've talked to a lot of DJs.
Listening to it ring.
That's great. Tool. Put him back on.
Why is he a tool?
Because he was boring me. I mean, he was boring. I like the concept. I like seeing him on the thing.
When do you get your acupuncture? You get it tomorrow? Do you get your acupuncture tomorrow?
Yes.
He's waving. He's waving at us now.
He's waving.
Well, I'm waving at him, too.
There you go.
No, he can't see you.
You know what you need?
What?
You need a nice big piece of chocolate cake.
That's what you need.
Absolutely. Double chocolate with the icing on it.
All right, put him back on hold. If that's him, put him back on hold. I'll talk to him. Let Mike handle it. No, he hung up.
Let Mike handle it. Let me handle it.
There was a guy in a box.
He was a guy in a box.
Did you see him flip you off?
No.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah, he was talking to me when he said one of the showgirls must have bumped into me. We got disconnected, and I said, no, I think they hung up on you.
Uh-oh.
We'll let
tell him that.
Tell him that?
No.
Or at least tell him I hung up on him. don't throw Mike under that bus.
I don't care.
He
seemed like a pleasant enough chap.
He wasn't mad at all.
Yeah. He's a nobody who will never go anywhere. He's remotely interesting because we could watch him on the internet in a box.
That was
fun.
That was interesting.
Jesus Christ.
We better go into spin control or we'll never get good seats for the ultimate variety show.
The V show.
The V show.
That's where he started to lose me, Frank. That's where I rather would have been talking to Adrian Zemed.
Right.
Okay?
He now has his hands on the plexiglass like a mime would, who's pretending to be in a clear box.
Can we see?
Yeah, I don't know if you can or not. It's a very tiny picture.
I'm real sad that we ended that phone conversation.
What was cool, an example of close-up magic, is how he made the interest disappear.
Hello there.
I've been on a lot of radio. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
I've told that song quite a few times. Oh, now we have people who are... Okay, never mind that. People were calling and saying that they were calling him, but I guess what... Jesus Christ, I don't understand the software when they write something on the screen.
You were wondering whether there was a delay, and there probably wasn't because we were talking to him live. So that was
correct.
What we were saying on the as close as it could
be,
like
a one or two second
delay.
It
certainly wasn't matching our delay.
No, which is like 2 minutes.
And what we just had was someone on the phone from Las Vegas saying that they were screaming at him, and that and in fact he was screaming at us, giving us the finger. What do you see now, Buzz?
He has an easy erase board, and he's writing a message on it. I'll let you know what he holds up.
Okay, hold on.
It's going to be very tiny.
Put your glasses on, then.
He's writing.
Here's to showbiz.
Yeah.
Let's hear from Michael Jackson's
judge. He may be writing a lot,
yeah. You are a prying, pipsqueaking ass.
That judge is getting angrier by the minute.
That is Michael Jackson's judge.
Yes, the Duke.
He's an angry man.
Where did you find these Packer Woods?
Hey, calm down, Judge Melville.
He was going to throw Michael Jackson in jail today. Changed his mind.
Would you like to see Michael Jackson in that box?
Uh-huh. Now, there's always somebody looking for some.
Then you'd be more interested if it was Michael Jackson. Dehydrated. In pajama bottoms.
Who else would be a blab to?
What's he doing, Buzz?
He's still writing. He started to hold up the sign, and then he thought of something he wanted to add, apparently.
And hold on. Let me see if anybody's watching this
guy on the
internet.
I don't know if there's sound with this or not.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
I was in Vegas last week.
Yes.
Oh, you know who this is.
Yeah.
Is that who
this is? Gladys?
Yeah, I was in Vegas last week.
Yeah. Yep.
You're not allowed to call until Christmas.
Former Happy birthday, Rob. I sent you a present.
You want to know what the best present could be?
That I would die.
No.
Well,
Think
about it, Rob.
For the guy who has everything, don't call until the calendar says 06.
Okay. Hello there.
She's on triple secret probation.
She really is this time. That's a direct violation and
right.
A slap in the face to you, Rob.
That's right.
She's out.
Out of my life.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Mrs. Bush, as I like to call
Hello.
Hello.
Is anybody watching this guy on the internet? Hello?
The world is.
Hello?
Yes. Do you have the internet? Do you have the internet? That's what the guy in the box said. Do you have the internet?
Brett Favre is playing this year.
It's another.
They seem to be very concerned about that.
Everyone's excited about it.
What's he writing, Buzz?
I don't know. He's still he's writing more. I don't know if he's drawing pictures or what it is.
He wrote a sign that said, "Do you have the internet?"
Running his pen in his mouth.
He wrote a book.
He's writing a note to one of the showgirls.
I wrote a book.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, look what I wrote. Touch it.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz. Me.
He made it up.
All right, Buzzy.
Yes.
What's he writing?
I don't know. He's put the board down now.
Oh, he's put the board down.
He's groping the showgirls now.
Oh, is he really?
I don't know.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I just wondered. Man, time before Buzz's news, I just want to tell the guys how much I thoroughly enjoyed that last game they played. I think it's one of the best games they've ever had.
Okay, I'll tell them.
We'll pass it along.
You know how they are, though.
We'll share that with them.
I sure do.
Bye-bye. Right.
Thanks so much.
Thanks.
Showgirls adjusting straps.
And grateful ass.
He was complimenting your game idea.
Yeah.
Don, I thought I'd pass that along.
It was a good idea, Mike. It's a great idea. I hated the guy in the box.
I don't know
why I hated him. I just hated him.
I sensed that.
I mean, who's he think he is, Danny Gantz?
Yeah, really. Exactly. Kind of. Now, there's somebody who's a talent.
Buzz.
Put him in a box.
What is your lead story on the news and comments tonight? No, I like screwing with the guy in the box.
Michael Jackson shows up in court late and in his pajama pants.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Say what you will, George Wallace still has the best 10 o'clock show on the strip.
And don't forget about Michael Jackson's judge.
What did you say?
Judge
said,
Melville.
Don't forget about the judge.
Say that again.
Judge Melville.
Don't cuss.
Sorry. Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike show.
That was very
professional.
Boss.
This is the Don and Mike show.
this night, I need to say thank you. Thank you to
Bill O'Reilly,
with whom it's been my honor to work over these years. And a deeply felt thanks to
O'Reilly.
It has been a privilege, and one never taken lightly. Not long after I first came to the anchor chair, I briefly signed off using the word
Bill O'Reilly.
I want to return to it now in a different way.
Bill O'Reilly.
And to
Bill O'Reilly.
For the CBS Evening News.
Bill O'Reilly.
Dan Rather reporting.
Bill O'Reilly.
Good night.
There it was. Walker,
the Shameful Joy Boys, Don and Mike.
All right, guys, time for Buzz's news and comments now. Buzz brought to us by Smoke Break.
This is good smoke.
Smokers break the nasty habit without gaining weight. Smoke Break, revolutionary tablet for smokers. Get it now. And find retailers and go to our website, donandmikewebsite.com. And here now is Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
You okay, Mike?
Mike seems to be choking.
I'm fine, Don.
I'm fine. It was not a good day.
Hold on, I got a message for you.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
Maybe this message will make you feel a little better.
Okay.
Because Mike's got
something.
A tickle or something.
Yeah, I got a throat.
You know.
Just, it's what everybody's had. And
you got it, and I got it. We've all got it.
Everybody's had it different ways, you know.
And I think, Michael.
Yes?
This is Colette from the front desk.
Hi, baby.
Oh, Michael.
Yeah, baby.
My man. Captain Clipper.
Yeah, me.
Commodore Crew Cut.
Hello.
Senator Scalper. Sure. I love you, man.
Thank you. Thank you, baby.
Here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. This was not a good day for Michael Jackson to show up late for his child molestation trial. The child in question was ready to go back on the stand, and Michael was nowhere to be found. After about a half hour, Jackson's no-nonsense judge said he'd issue a bench warrant for Jackson's arrest if the defendant didn't make it to court inside an hour.
You're a lot of trouble.
That's the judge.
Yeah, he also threatened to revoke Jackson's $3 million bail and force,
well, he's yours.
And force him to spend the rest of the trial in jail.
Send me a bill.
And, Judge Melville.
An hour and 3 minutes later, after the warrant had been issued, Jackson...
You look like the vermin-ridden son of a bitch you are.
Jackson arrived in a suit coat, an undershirt, pajama pants, and sandals, and...
Well, now that we got that cleared up.
And it was obvious he was on some kind of medication.
We'd like to ask you some questions.
Limped into court with help from his assistants.
That's not strictly true.
Yes, it is. The judge told the jury to disregard Jackson's lateness and his appearance when...
Now, I don't think we'd take too kindly to being arrested, mister.
When it's time to decide his guilt or innocence, there to ignore the pajama pants.
Get on your horse.
Jackson's lawyer explained that his client had back pain and was at the hospital. The judge...
We covered this earlier.
Right.
I think, did we throw away that Fox thing?
Yeah, they were getting all excited about the prospects of Michael Jackson. That was a good piece of tape, too. Judge may require Jackson to be examined by a court-selected doctor to make sure the back pain story holds water.
Hold on.
Judge then rescinded the arrest order, and the trial continued.
I got it. The funniest thing was watching Michael Jackson's attorney...
Mm-hmm.
For a good hour, the guy with the Captain Kangaroo hair,
white hair,
standing in front of court,
mm-hmm.
in front of the courtroom,
right.
on his cell phone,
right.
looking at his watch.
Knowing that his client was in very big trouble.
And this is what they were running on Fox News.
Once again, it is 4 minutes now away from the time when the judge says he's going to issue a warrant for Michael Jackson's arrest. All right, we are 3 minutes away, or 3 minutes and 5 seconds away. Says that if Michael Jackson is not in that courtroom...
Now, keep in mind, I'm watching this about 12:35 today. I'm watching this. I'm taping this. I'm thinking it's the new OJ.
Yeah, right.
Because
yeah.
on the bottom of the screen, as I mentioned earlier, they're running the graphics saying Michael Jackson to be arrested.
And then they rescinded it. That's
yeah.
Within 2 minutes from now, we're getting close to the 1 minute mark. In 25 seconds. And this is a Fox News alert. Michael Jackson should be going to jail, says Judge Melville. The time has been reached. It is 9:35 in the Pacific Coast. And at that time, the judge said if Michael Jackson had not gotten back inside the courtroom, he would issue a warrant for Michael Jackson's arrest. Michael Jackson would forfeit his bail, and he would be forced to see out the rest of this trial in jail. The time
seems to be the idea.
There's the judge.
Hold on, let me just get the last part of this, Fox.
Time has passed. The deadline has come and gone, and the question now is whether Judge Melville is a man of his word. There you see what appears to be a court official coming
coming out to talk to Michael Jackson's attorney, Mr. Mesro, apparently telling Mesro time is up. You got to come back in and talk to the judge about what we're going to do for the rest of this trial. But once again, Michael Jackson has failed to be in court at the time appointed by the judge for this court. The reason apparently was a back injury sustained by Michael Jackson sometime in the past 12 hours.
And I'll decide this one.
Why can't you present your news a little bit more like that?
Because I don't have all the graphics.
They were
and the sense of urgency. Yes.
What they had was an incredible sense of urgency.
Yeah.
5 minutes, 4 minutes, 3 minutes.
Almost rooting him into jail.
25 seconds. And once the time limit had passed, well, now arrest him. Now we can arrest him.
Yes. When they finally got to the 0 hour, they ran like the Fox News sound, too. It was like,
Fox News alerts.
If this is true, you have my sympathy.
There he goes. You know, you got to think, no matter what the judge does in this, if you're the juror sitting there, this can't be good for
Michael
Jackson.
Doesn't leave a good impression. No, most people agree this was a bad thing to happen today, especially.
Mm-hmm. So, Buzz, we've passed this 2:30 West Coast time deadline. Of my choosing tonight?
Not publicly. Now, there was a point when Jackson finally did show up in court today. The judge called the lawyers from both sides into his chambers, and I imagine a few stern words were exchanged, but we don't know. Nothing's been made public yet about what's been said, what's going to be required of Jackson at this point. Do we have stern words that were said in the chambers that's going to be read? Maybe I have no story, but something like that. Stuff like that. He's not about it. Well, what's the lawyer's going to be? Something like that as well. I was among the 20-man unit who searched for Saddam for 3 days in the area of Jar near Tikrit. We found him in a modest home in a small village and not in a hole. We captured him after fierce resistance, during which a Marine was killed. The ex-Marine says Saddam had personally fired at them from a window on the second floor of that home. The soldier says his unit shouted at Saddam, "You have to surrender. There is no point in resisting."
That is penis rob his unit.
He says a military production crew came up with the spider hole angle and filmed that the next day. This is a guy that's been over there that searched. Was part of the search, was part of the group that supposedly found Saddam. You know, whenever I hear a story like this, you immediately think, what possible reason would this guy have to make life. Something like
and
that?
And then think about...
That's huge.
I know that I'm going to go way into the world of just me. But think about the movie The Rock.
Mm-hmm.
With... Nicolas Cage and Ed Harris. At one point, they're talking about a situation similar to this situation. You know, I can't use a fake movie about something that doesn't exist.
Well, but I mean,
to try to make my point.
That's our literature. I mean, that's what we use to, to illustrate things.
It's
too obscure?
It just moved past. I watch the movie every time it's on.
Do you buy this? I mean, it sounds to me like, why would the guy lie?
Okay, you drew me into it. What Ed Harris is saying in the movie is the reason that they're going to take over Alcatraz, blah, 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 is he says at one point, how do you think during the Gulf War CNN had all of those shots of those smart bombs going down and destroying those buildings? How do you think those images got on TV?
Where'd they go?
Do you think our bombs are really that good and that smart? And I know it's a dumb movie, but the point of the character
they weren't
in the movie,
the real bombs. They were
that there were guys. At least in the case of this movie, there were GIs on the ground doing the stuff. There were troops down there. there, mm-hmm. shooting and firing rockets.
Doing the
and,
actual blowing up.
Yeah, and according to the movie, we just threw it out there in our media and say, oh, look at our smart bombs.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's why I can't yeah. use the rock.
Well, no, okay, no, but I think
as a it makes a good compare. Point.
Yeah, you can.
I think now more than ever, I think everybody in this country has to be more aware of what we are spoon-fed in the media.
My point is this. Uh-huh. I believe we caught Saddam Hussein.
Yes, no question.
I don't put it past any, I don't care if it's Bush or Clinton, anybody. I don't put it past anybody that they'd say, now, dig a hole and put him in the hole.
Sure.
Because this is the way that we're going to find him.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. And they didn't dig a hole. Apparently, the ex-Marine says the spider hole was actually just a deserted well. Now you know at least his story.
And I'm sorry I brought up the movie.
No, don't be. It makes a good point. It is a fair point. And from our Homeland Security
His
department,
name is Dr. Nicholas Goodspeed in the movie. And yeah. the guy.
Which one, Nicholas Cage?
Yeah,
or, okay.
Nick Cage. And the guy from The West Wing, right. John Spencer, mm-hmm. he's outstanding in that film.
I think I've seen that movie.
The Rock.
It's an old movie.
Watch it. Turn on Stars.
It's on all the time.
Stars.
The Rock.
All the time.
And notice today I said Homeland Security and not Homeland Insecurity. See, the FBI says there are no sleeper cells of terrorists inside this country, so far as it can tell. And with all the talk of sleeper cells, or RAS families, if you will, the FBI's definitely been looking. The FBI goes on to say it seriously doubts Al-Qaeda is even capable of launching another attack from inside this country as much as it wants to. And the FBI emphasizes it has no doubt Al-Qaeda wants to attack from within. After a few years of...
Did you say it was sleeper cells?
Sleeper cells. Here's the head of one of the sleeper cells right now. We are monitoring one of the sleeper cells. Had the FBI heard the snoring, then they'd know there were sleeper cells.
There's the head of the sleeper cell.
After a few years of looking really, really hard, the FBI says it just doesn't see any evidence Al-Qaeda has the manpower or any other ability to carry off such an attack within.
I'm looking beautiful lady from Chicago.
That's the head of the sleeper cell, Osama bin Apnea,
head sleeper.
That's the movie The Rock, the movie that I offered up as proof that we possibly could have hidden.
Convince me.
The fact that we just got Saddam Hussein and put him in a hole.
Required viewing, though.
One
of the producers CBS tried to squeeze out after Dan Rather's report on that bogus National Guard memo is not going quietly.
Who's that, Buzz?
67-year-old Esther Cartagainer is suing the network that employs Mike Wallace for age discrimination.
Oh, for you.
How'd she get AIDS?
She was age.
Oh.
She was replaced by a woman 20 years
Excuse
younger.
Me.
But Esther's also suing for defamation of character. CBS President Les Moonves said publicly that Esther did a bad job and that, quote, CBS News is the worst for it.
Yeah, Leslie.
She was every bit as fooled as Dan Rather by the memo that painted W as a military slacker. Rather, although retired from anchoring the evening news, still works for CBS full-time as a reporter for 60 Minutes.
You know, I was
He's
watching
73.
That.
Esther C.
I was watching that last night, and they had the whole thing about how it's the downfall of Dan Rather and
yeah.
all these people got fired. But before that fake memo came out, mm-hmm. I mean, there was irrefutable proof that he didn't do what everything he was supposed to do.
Almost like in a court case, one bad piece of evidence can squirrel the whole case.
And so that kind of means you let the other stuff slide. Doesn't matter. You got elected anyways.
Right.
But I mean,
yeah.
it's just kind of strange that because of that, it's...
You know what I say? All's well that ends well.
Absolutely. And Bill O'Reilly's still on the air, so what are we complaining about?
Topless babes in Daytona this weekend. That's our story when we come back.
Ooh. Have you seen The Rock?
Yeah.
The movie?
Absolutely. You know, it makes every point.
Uh-huh.
In life, they're all
Thank
valid.
You, Mike. Thank you. What?
It's just odd. You don't normally like documentaries.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
When his friends slip in the substance, he really hates. Peanut butter. In sports, Major League Baseball says it'll fight the subpoenas that have called Sammy Sosa, Curt Schilling, Rafael Palmeiro, and others to testify to Congress about steroids. League's clearly outraged by the subpoenas. It says it'll fight them in court all the way.
Did you know, how come Barry Bonds is not on that list?
I have no idea.
The committee says it has no interest in talking to him.
You're going to get the great Mark McGwire up there.
Right.
You're going to get the not-so-great Jose Canseco.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get all these guys in between. How about old Double B?
I don't get it. I really don't.
The league's themed because baseball executives have also been subpoenaed, along with Players Union Chief Donald Fear. The lawmakers have also subpoenaed documents, including drug test results.
In fairness to the lawmakers, baseball had its warning, and they didn't do what they told them to do.
True.
And if they had come up with just a little bit more of an intense testing policy, they wouldn't be doing this.
And finally, in Milford, Massachusetts, near Boston, a 23-year-old stripper is facing criminal charges for putting some professional moves on her boyfriend's 13-year-old son.
Hey.
It happened at Dad's house. She says she remained fully dressed, but she's also accused of showing the boy some naughty photos of herself after a dance, including some odd girl-on-girl action.
A lot of fun.
The boy says every time his dad turned his back, she was giving the boy a lap dance, grinding against him. The boy says every time his dad turned his back, she was giving the boy a lap dance, grinding against him. A local paper reports it's not clear if the dad and stripper are still dating. I'm Buzz Burbank.
And their brownie stays like
Don and Mike's show.
Yeah.
No! No!
Yes, Mike.
No!
That's it. I'm Bilal and Fez on WJFK.
All right.
We'll be back tomorrow with a new episode, everybody. See you then. Good day to you, sir.
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 And you.
Thanks for the brownie. It was great. Hi to Doreen Gensler.
Or don't. Good night,
Colette. Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.